This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service. And on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Okay, number 22, Gordon. That's enough for a Rebel. First down.
economic area picks up a yard and brings up third down and goal.
Oh, those sounds of high school football. For the 21st year, scoresbroadcast.com is online and on the air.
Here is Fort Loramie running it wide to the right. It's Cantwell trying to get the corner turned. He's on the edge of the Spencerville defense. He chugs inside the five, toppled down at the four. He's got the first with a couple yards to spare. Here's Shaffy, play action. Fakes to Osborne. Receiver in the right flat, catches on the run. Well done on the play, but T.J. Roberts hauled it in, dead run. Look at him go. Roberts down the right sideline, made a man miss inside the 15 and scooted down to about the 10.
What an impressive opening drive that was for the Rockets. Here comes the train.
As a CSX flies through Booster Field, sounds like it's running right down the middle of the gridiron.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's only about maybe 30 yards behind us.
Here's Lachey, three-yard drop, looks down and out, far left corner of the end zone. Good coverage by Northridge. Is the receiver out of the end zone or in? Caught by Lehman, touchdown.
What a catch that was.
Evan O'Leary for Lehman made a spectacular catch far left corner of the end zone.
ScoresBroadcast.com features the head coaches before the big games.
They can run the ball really good at times. They've got a quarterback that's tall and can throw it. They've got a great slot receiver, number two, that he loves to throw to. They're running backs, I can't stress enough. You know, they're not easy to tackle.
And how about that Trevor Whitney up front?
Oh, my God. He's 75. He's the best lineman that we have seen so far. He is fun to watch. 280 pounds, and he's just nasty.
They're good at everything, man. They're good on defense. They're good on offense. Their kicker kicks the ball in the end zone. Their punter punts it a mile.
And he started off with 13 touchdowns and zero interceptions. And really, we haven't thrown. I think he's only thrown 64 passes, something like that. So
that's a TD pass every 3.5 throws.
Right, yeah. So he's made. And the good part of that, there's probably been six guys that have probably caught a touchdown pass.
Kyle Coleman, first-year head coach at Sydney. What will your club feature?
Good O-line coming back. You know, we feel like we can be pretty good up front. Our message to the team has just been come in and try to get better every single day.
Coming up next on scoresbroadcast.com is your high school football game of the week.
Back to throw, Hart looks middle of the field, open receiver, a quick slant with the 20, 15, breaks the tackle, over, touchdown. Fort Loramie strikes 34 yards out. 6'4", Carter Eilerman sprinting to the end zone. Got beyond the linebacker, snared it on the dead run inside the 20. He was off to the races. First down!
ScoresBroadcast.com, when you're talking about 2,000 games over the course of 20 years, I mean, what an amazing accomplishment. Something that our region is extremely proud of. It's the best high school sports play-by-play around.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It's a beautiful weather night here for a Northwest Conference clash between Fort Loramie and Lima Central Catholic. Lima Stadium, the scene. The Redskins winless 0-4, tied for 19th and last in the 27-team Southwest region of Division 7. LCC unbeaten 4-0, first in the 29 Northwest region of D7. The game mighty big for both programs. Redskins need a win and all of the LCC computer points that come with a victory over the Thunderbirds tonight. And head coach Spencer Wells' eight-year tenure at Fort Loramie, the club has never missed the postseason playoffs. The top 12 of the 27 schools in the region get in. Meanwhile, LCC needs a win to maintain its lofty status in its region's computer rankings. As I said, the Thunderbirds are number one in the Northwest. At the same time, LCC and Bluffton, the two favorites in the conference, are on a collision course for conference supremacy next Saturday night right here at Lima Stadium. I'm Jack Kramer along with Brandon Coverman pinch hitting for Chuck McBee tonight. A beautiful weather evening. Who would have thought Game 5 of high school football, Brandon. And it's the hottest night of the season, maybe the hottest night of the whole summer.
Yeah, and we really haven't had, you know, too much hot weather early on in the year. We've had been pretty cool, but this week's been kind of a heat wave. Obviously, it's supposed to rain a little next week, but hey, we'll take it for mid-September. You know, it's a good game we got here tonight on a beautiful field, beautiful turf field at Lyman Senior Field. Hosts a lot of playoff games. I've heard a lot about it. Heard it's a really nice facility, and they're right, as LCC and Lyman Senior splits this gorgeous facility.
LCC allowing 8 points per game. You heard me right. One touchdown for four quarters. Last week, Fort Loramie gave up 8 touchdowns in 4 periods of play. Redskins trying to improve, get better on the defensive side of the ball. Must take that big step forward tonight against Lamas Central Catholic, which features the run game heavily with junior QB Brady Parker calling the signals, younger brother of Carson Parker, who starred here for 4 seasons.
Yeah, I think it's big for Laramie tonight defensively. You talked about allowing 8 touchdowns to Crestview, as you know, last week, as LCC has only allowed 8 points a game. They only allowed 19 points in that first game against Shawnee, and now they've really flipped the script and not even allowed more than 9 points in their last 3 games to any of their opponents. Laramie, outside of that 14 points they scored week one, has been able to get in the mid-20s or higher, so they've shown a consistency to score points. It's just the defensive end. You look at the stats of this team as we're reaching the halfway point of the regular season, no one on this team with more than a single sack. So I think Laramie, it's big for them to get to Brady Parker tonight, bring pressure, roll him out of the pocket, make him feel uncomfortable.
We will hear from head coach Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie in just a few minutes. He will stress that very point, imperative for the Redskins defense to get LCC off schedule. Tackle for loss here, there, a few quarterback sacks. Explosive plays. Fort Loramie's defense has got to cut down on giving those up, too. Last week, Redskins went up 22-21 over Convoy Crestview inside a minute left second quarter, and lo and behold, Crestview ran the ball, zip, 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 and got a score right before the half that turned the momentum in the game.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's all about momentum. I think it's going to be big for Laramie to establish the run early with guys like Ray Hoying. When you and I did that game against Anna, one thing Laramie did very good for a time being was giving Ray Hoying the rock, getting steady, consistent yards, getting good yardage on first down, eating up a chunk of the clock, resting that defense. If Laramie's defense, I mean, they struggled last week, obviously, the 55 points given up to Crestview. If they can keep them off the field and be running the ball, that'll keep them fresh. They'll keep them fresh in things like the fourth quarter. And like you said, Laramie can flip its script on its season with a win tonight. You start 0-4. I know it's down to 12 teams now in the playoffs. If you can get a win tonight, that's a lot of computer points coming your way, and they're right back in this thing. And I think Laramie could be a playoff team if they get a big win here tonight.
Xander Grillo, sophomore running back, did a nice job filling in behind Ray Hoying last week. That will be the primary 1-2 running punch for the Redskins here this evening. It's a short-lived rivalry between the two programs. It's been a very good one. The Redskins won thrillers in 2021 and 2022 by scores of 36-31 and 35-34 to enhance their playoff position both years. In fact, in 2021, Fort Loramie was in a real tough spot, probably not going to the postseason, but by upsetting LCC, the Redskins advanced far enough in the computer rankings to earn a home game that year. LCC won convincingly here 2 years ago, 45-21, then held on for dear life last year to edge Fort Loramie 28-21 at the Redskins Stadium. Fort Loramie was knocking on the door of the LCC end zone when that contest ended. It is a brilliant night for high school football. LCC on the field, down to our left, clad in red from top to bottom, a little Columbia blue trim on the shoulder pads, and Fort Loramie with its traditional away unis to our right, white jerseys, black numbers, black pants, black helmets, and of course, some red piping and trim. We'll return with conversations with both head coaches when we come back. Fort Loramie on the road tonight. Big Northwest Conference clash with Lyman Central Catholic on scores.broadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
And don't forget, Osgood Bank with a new location in Rushi. Also, Osgood and Chickasaw, plus Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Osgood Bank. Do well, be good. OsgoodBank.com. Well, more tackles for lost yardage, more success defensively on third down, and a much better fourth quarter are what head coach Spencer Wells is hoping for tonight against Lima Central Catholic. He said he has derived both joy and a little bit of frustration from coaching this very young edition of 2025 Fort Loramie football.
This is as much fun coaching a group that I've had, and it may also be as frustrating as time at times, but they're very coachable. They are playing really hard. You know, through four games against opponents that are 13-3, we've either led at half or been within a score at halftime every single game. So we've had the lead going into Lehman into the fourth quarter. We just have to find a way, and I think when you have an inexperienced team, maybe that's the thing that is the hardest to put together, is just a way to finish for four quarters. We've played really good two quarters. We played really good three quarters. We got to find a way to put four quarters together of complementary football, and when we do that, I think we're going to get those wins.
Crestview scored 55. That was your poorest defensive game to date, but there were bright spots. Talk about who played well in week number four.
Yeah, you know, I talk about the offense. Really pleased with the identity that we've developed over the past 3 weeks, especially after week one, where we're going to run the football. And, you know, teams know our play calling has not been that creative, Jack, to be honest with you. Like, it's, and it hasn't had to be, because our credit to our offensive line and our running backs, it's just smash mouth. You know, we are as smash mouth offensively as we've been in years. And that's a credit to how hard Ray runs. That's a credit to how well the offensive line and the tight ends are blocking. You know, I think a pleasant surprise that we start two tight ends now, which is a little bit different from earlier in the year, but Ace Berger starts at one tight end spot. And with where he's at, he's on the ball. He's basically another lineman, and he's not the biggest guy, but he fights like crazy. And he has done such a good job on that side. We have become a huge counter run team. And with that means we're running behind Ace at tight end, Johnson Hollenbacher at quick tackle, and Sammy Gabeau at quick guard. And those three guys on that side have got to get movement. And they've done a great job, and we've called that play probably 50 times the last 2 weeks. And we've tried to dress up with motion and different things, but, you know, credit to these guys. They're executing at a high level. It's kind of the mindset offensively that, and you, with those smash mouth teams, like, we know you know what's coming, but you still got to stop it. And, that's been fun to have that identity. It's been a while that since we've had that. So that's been, really cool to see those guys step up.
And now you're scoring offensively at a good clip. You're taking time off the clock to do it. The opposition, though, is advancing the ball often with explosive plays. Somehow, some way, on defense, you've got to get the other club off schedule with a sack or two, a tackle for loss, whatever.
Yes, you nailed it. You know, to get off the field, you got to get tackles for loss. We're only averaging 4 a game right now. You got to get sacks. We only have 2 total on the season. So if we can get more aggressive at the point of attack, we're changing some things up defensively to hopefully give us those opportunities to make those plays. And when we're in position to make those plays, which we have been a fair amount, it's time to make them. You know, it's time to dig deep, tackle a guy low, run your feet, pursue to the football, and get off the field. And you nailed it. You're not going to get off the field unless you step up and make some plays. So we've got the guys that can do it. It's been a great week of practice. Now we got to go put it together against a really good LCC team.
Your defensive look may change a little bit for this opponent.
Yeah, we're going to play a 6-1, which is old school. You know, it kind of looks like a 4-3, which we've done in the past as well. But with how we're playing our overhangs, it's much more of a 6-1. And you've kind of seen some teams do that recently, even at the college and professional level, to focus on stopping the run. And we know, until we prove we can do that, then it's going to be a long year defensively. So we'll see. You know, we're putting some guys in some different spots. And, you know, no matter what, just because you commit 7 guys to the box, that doesn't mean that you're going to stop the run. You got to do your job. You got to tackle. You got to play with good leverage. You got to pursue. And if we do those things, we like our chances of playing some good defense.
Players like Tanner Eilerman, Dylan Meyer, Gubo, Ray Hoing, going both ways for you. They've been workhorses.
Yeah, I mean, for Tanner to be the leading receiver in the league by a healthy margin as a freshman, when they know he's our main weapon, I mean, it's not a, you know, they know that we're going to try to get him the football. It's not a surprise. So the fact that he's still making plays is a credit to him. And, yeah, you nailed it with Ray. Ray has stepped up tremendously with his physical running. We've mixed in Xander Grillo to give him a little bit of a blow because, you know, it's trying to run him 40 times a game. I don't know how feasible that is. So credit to Xander. He had 14 carries last week for 100 yards. And, yeah, you know, it's a fun team. We're a dangerous team because we're, you know, it's easy for high school teams, especially by record, to kind of look and say, well, they're 0-4. This will be an easy week for us. I don't think it will be. You know, like I said, we have been in every single game against 4 very quality teams. And now it's time to take that next step. We're running out of those opportunities. And one thing that we talked about, and maybe we'll just try to talk it into existence, you know, we've made the playoffs every season, you know, the last 7 years. And including in those years where our backs were kind of against the wall, wins over LCC are what got us over the edge, mm-hmm. You know. And we've done this before against LCC. You know, you remember 3 years ago when we had our son Beckett and couldn't be at the game and listening to you guys call it in the hospital. We were a 3-win team, and they were ranked number 1 in their region, and we found a way week 10 to win and make the playoffs. And if we didn't win that, we're not in. So we need a little bit of that Loramie magic this week. You know, we got to find a way, and just like we have in the past, you know, this is not something that can't be done. We've always done it. So it's time to do it.
Yep, as head coach Spencer Wells noted, Fort Loramie Magic was on display back in 2021. Redskins won a 36-31 thriller, as we've noted. We've got a couple broadcast highlights from that game. LCC led by a score of 10-0 very late in the second quarter when Caleb Maurer, Logan Eilerman, and the rest of the Redskins got on the board to reduce the deficit to 10-8 right before the halftime intermission. The second audio cut, Fort Loramie led 28-24 with about 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Will Holland busted open a lengthy running play, took the ball to the house. That score put the game out of reach. We start with the late first half TD, the Redskins' initial score of the night back in 2021.
Well, what do you do here, Chuck? You're out of timeouts, right?
You got to roll out, give him the option to run pass. But whoever gets it, if you're in bounds, you still 19 seconds. You still got a chance to throw the ball in the middle of the field and get another playoff.
Run or pass here. No timeouts left. 4 yard line of LCC. 19 seconds to go. First half. Here is Caleb Maurer back at the 8 in the shotgun spread. Looks middle of the field, dancing, clock running, throws a yard deep in the end zone. Yes!
Eilerman.
Yes! Logan Eilerman reached way up and speared it for the touchdown. Logan Eilerman, a late crossing pattern as he split a couple defenders, got in the zone, a soft spot. Caleb Maurer in the offensive backfield kept watching Logan as he drifted all the way across the field. And when he hit an empty area, the ball went in the air. Great catch by Logan Eilerman. The throw on the button. 10-6. Redskins go for two, as they've been doing. Receiver split wide left. This is a big play. This would cut it to 10-8. Caleb way back at the 12 or 13. Looking. Late throw. Back of the end zone. It is speared.
Same play.
Woo! Logan Eilerman again. And it looked like the touchdown throw. You're right, Chuck. It was a delayed route by Logan. Again, he drifted left to right, back edge of the end zone this time. And Caleb Maurer was pursued. He bought a little extra time. The defensive backs for LCC didn't know what to do. They were caught in between. Do we come up and chase down the QB, or do we stay in the end zone? Well, Logan used all 9.5 yards of the end zone. He caught the ball at the back edge for 2 more points, and Fort Loramie is within 10-8 with 14 seconds to go, second quarter. Redskins milk the clock. Fort Loramie, 2 timeouts to go. LCC, all 3 remaining. Line of scrimmage is the 38 of the Thunderbirds. 3-12, 3-11, 3-10 to go. Quarterback Caleb Maurer may elect to keep it here. No, he dishes on the play to Holland. Look at Holland go.
Again.
Right tackle. Cuts it back against the grain. 25-20. Holland sipping to the end zone.
Wow.
That may do it. Will Holland, a splendid run. Will Holland with 2 big second-half bolts to the end zone. And Fort Loramie seems to have broken this one open. 34-24, a 2-score lead.
Wow.
With 2:57 to go. Holy cow. And, of course, the Redskins are looking for some more Fort Loramie magic here tonight at Lima Central Catholic. Last March, LCC assistant football coach Colin Stolle was named the head man after former head coach Scott Palti moved on to coach in the Columbus Grove District where he and his family lived. Stolle was a standout multi-sport athlete at LCC before graduating in the class of 2014. He went on to play baseball at Ohio Wesleyan.
Came back to Lima after graduating college, and Coach Palti reached out to me about wanting to come help. My brother was the quarterback at the time, my youngest brother, and he just was like, hey, you want to volunteer? I was working at the family insurance agency, and then I loved it so much, I was able to get a teaching job here at LCC, and since then just kind of worked my way up. And when Coach Palti decided to resign, I talked with him for a long time, asked him, you know, we just sat down and talked, and I asked him if he thought I would be prepared for this. I felt like I was prepared, and we both agreed, so I went after it, and fortunate and blessed enough to be able to have the job.
LCC here in 2025, a big opening game road victory at Shawnee, mm-hmm. and then three more triumphs to follow. You are 4-0 to date.
Yeah, you know, beating Shawnee, that's a big win. They're a good football team, and Coach Wireman's doing a great job over there turning that program around, and they're going to compete for a WBL title, I think, this year. So being able to win that game week one really gave us some confidence. We had some adversity during that game and overcame it and found a way to win it. Week two, we went and played a good Delta St. John's team, who's coached by Coach Schulte, who's obviously won a lot of games. Week three, go up to Cary and win in that environment. That's a tough environment to go win in, and we were able to find a way to win 6-0. And then last week against Allen East in our first NWC game, first home game, we had some new red uniforms that we broke out last week, and you know we played a full four quarters last week. That's the first time we've done that all year. So proud of where we're at, but we got to keep getting better.
And this is a pretty experienced LCC football club. Highlight those veterans, many of whom have 3 years starting experience.
Yeah, Caden Falke, our middle linebacker, has played for 3 years, and he's a really, really good football player. Louis Knotts plays defensive end and guard for us, and he's played for 3 years. J.J. Schneiders has played for 3 years on the defensive side of the ball. Brady Malcolm offensively has played for 3 years. Andrew Baldoff has started for 3 years. So we got a lot of experience, and then a lot of juniors that are skill guys that played last year as sophomores that are in their second year. So we have a lot of varsity football experience, and we've really been leaning on that quite a bit.
Now, one of those juniors, quarterback, Brady Parker.
Yeah, Brady's really been growing up quite a bit as the year goes on. He last year as a sophomore kind of got thrown into the fire, played 12 games, and got a lot better as the season went on. And this summer and last spring, he really took it upon himself to become a better football player, better quarterback. And I think we're starting to see that a little bit as, you know, you get through those first 3 weeks and you're playing teams that you aren't really in your conference. So, like, we've played them in the past, but, you know, they're coming up with different things and playing different styles. So now when we get into the conference, it's a little bit more normalized, and we've played these teams last year, and it means a little bit more being in the conference now. It's not just a game. It means something. You got to win every week.
Is this a run-first LCC team? What's your percentage run versus pass through four games?
I don't know the exact percentage, but we're definitely a run-first team. We really want to establish the run game and be extremely physical. That's our bread and butter. It's be more physical than the other team offensively and defensively up front. And if we can do that, then it opens up some other stuff. But, you know, we've really ran it really well. We have two sophomore running backs in Carter Lester and Eddie White, who are both really good football players, both about 6 foot, 200 pounds, and run the ball really, really hard. So having those two that I can keep fresh throughout the game really helps out. So the run game is definitely our bread and butter, but we're not scared to throw the ball either.
Mike Quatman on the outside can catch it and go to the end zone.
Yeah, Mike's a really good football player. He started as a freshman for us when we were really young, and he's just learned, and he's worked extremely hard in the weight room, very, very hard in the weight room. But with Mike, you also have Lawson Flores, who's a really fast, dynamic threat, who we're just waiting for that first long run or long catch to happen for him. We've had some opportunities, and we've missed him, so we're trying to get him the ball more in space and make sure he can make plays. And then we have Jackson White, who had a long touchdown last week, and Xavier Purnell, and like I said, those two running backs. So we have a lot of weapons, but, yeah, Mike is definitely a dynamic football player.
Colin Stolle, first-year head coach, LCC, our guest before tonight's game between Lima Central Catholic and Fort Loramie. Redskins are no stranger to LCC. In fact, the first meeting several years ago, the two schools were independents, mm-hmm. not in the NWC, and it's been very competitive year after year, back-and-forth games, a lot of scoring.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Coach Wells at Fort Loramie does a great job. They are always ready to play a tough football game, and that's what this has become. This rivalry, you could almost call it, started before we were even in the league together. So being able to join the league, I think, is a benefit for both of us, but still keep that rivalry between two good football teams with a lot of tradition is extremely important.
Hey, your defense is giving up just 8 points per game. Fort Loramie will test that.
Yeah, they're always a good offensive football team, and they got weapons on the edge, and they're dynamic. still trying to figure it out with a lot of young guys. So we got to be ready to play, and I think we have a good defensive plan to stop them. But, yeah, Coach Westenbarger and Coach O'Connor on the defensive side of the ball really have, the first 4 weeks, have put together some great plans and thinking outside the box on how to stop offenses. And, you know, when you surround yourself with guys like those two and then our offensive staff and the other coaches on staff, man, it makes it a lot easier to be the head coach because those guys are really working really hard too.
The veteran offensive starters of this Lima Central Catholic team, the favorites here tonight against Fort Loramie. The young pups for the Redskins looking for an upset on the road. Lima Central Catholic has entered the gridiron here at Lima Stadium. Fort Loramie on its way out of its locker room across the way in a matter of seconds. We've got the opening kickoff for you around the corner. Fort Loramie deferred after winning the toss. Lima Central Catholic gets the ball to start the first period of this game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Up, Ray Hoying has just clubbed the opening kickoff down to the LCC 9-yard line, and it's returned up the near sideline by the Thunderbirds to the 25-30, 32-yard line. The return man, Lawson Flores, is cracked out of bounds. That's where LCC starts. First down and 10 yards to go. On Fort Loramie Games, we're so pleased to be brought to you by these three Fort Loramie sponsors each and every Fort Loramie contest all year long. Football, boys, girls, basketball, volleyball, baseball, softball. Thanks to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, all in Fort Loramie. Brady Parker at the helm sends Flores in motion. Inside handoff to one of his running backs. Doing double duty are Eddie White and Carter Lester. They'll go both ways. They'll share running back roles. Pickup of two over left guard on the play by White. Second down, 8 for Lima Central Catholic. 35-yard line in LCC's own end of the field. Good run stop before Loramie on play number one, Brandon.
Exactly. We talk about keeping Lima Central Catholic off schedule, those two-yard runs. You know, hopefully force Parker to drop back to pass, and hopefully that's where the pass rush gets home for Loramie.
Parker in the spread. He's at his 27. Looks, fires, middle of the field. Caught. Quick slant. Receiver catches. Jackson White at the 45. 50. He's beyond the linebackers. Splits to secondary. There he goes. All the way to the end zone. It is a touchdown right out of the chute. Second play. It looked like a thrown ball, but Layman Catholic, when the Cavaliers struck on that quick slant against Fort Loramie. Here it is again tonight. Brady Parker to Jackson White.
Yeah, and just a simple slant route. He just beat the receiver on the inside, and it just goes to the house. There's no help on the backside. Easy play for Jackson White. Once he caught that ball and he turned, he was gone. It wasn't even close, Jack.
Here is the PAT try coming up by LCC. It's pulled to the left. It might have been wide outside the upright. Ooh, no, it's inside the post. Nearly a miss, but it's good. Fine PAT by Brevin Stolle, 6'2", 165-pound junior. He knocked it through. Redskins find themselves in a quick hole in 52 seconds, down 7-0 here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers' convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Up the Redskins return the LCC kickoff 10 yards from the 12 or 13 yard line out to the 23. That's where Fort Loramie starts. First down, 10 yards to go. 11:03 to go first quarter. We played 57 seconds. Already the Redskins are trailing by a count of 7-0. Offensive starters for Fort Loramie. Tanner Heckman at QB. It's a little bubble screen. Left flat. Caught at the 21. Run after catch to the 25. And guess who? It's 81. Tanner Eilerman on the receiving end. Heckman at quarterback. Ray Hoying and Xander Grillo in the offensive backfield. Wide receivers, Tanner Eilerman, Jaden Luthman, Ace Berger tight end, Drew Bergman tight end. Offensive line, Jace Ruhenkamp, Alex Massey, Dylan Meyer over the ball at center, Sammy Gubo, and Johnston Hollenbacher. Ruhenkamp at 6'4", 245. At one of the tackle posts in the spread, it is Heckman takes the snap back at his 18. Oh, here comes a blitz rush right up the middle. Heckman's got to deliver it late. Does that in the right flat. Receiver catches. It's Eilerman again at the 28. He's dumped at the 29-yard line. Third and four coming up.
There's a free blitzer right there, Jack, and he got that pass off just in time to at least get some positive yardage there.
Yep, Heckman averting disaster in the offensive backfield. Outlet was Eilerman. Not sure that was the primary receiver, but he did get it to him, netted a couple 3 yards. Third and manageable, third and four for Fort Loramie, trailing 7-0 in the first 2.5 minutes. Wide open receiver, middle of the field, Heckman in the pocket, missed him up at the 45-yard line. Streaking into a soft spot in the LCC zone was Jaden Luthman. The pass was 2-3 yards off the mark, and Fort Loramie's got to punt.
And he was just open down the seam. Heckman just missed him right there, and tough start for Loramie. You got to go 3 and out now after letting that quick slant up by LCC and find yourself in a 7-0 hole pretty quick.
Hoying in punt formation inside his own 15. Oh, it's a bouncing hike to him. He does scoop it up like a shortstop. It's a low end-over-end kick, and it takes a terrific roll. Hits it to 43 of Lima Central Catholic and doesn't stop to the 24. 19 yards of hop. Fort Loramie will take it. LCC first and 10 inside its own 25-yard line.
Great way to flip the field there, Jack, you know, and a good punt by Hoying. Like you said, got that extra about between 15 and 20 yards of roll there for Fort Loramie. So hopefully a defense, you know, talks things over here and can get a 3-and-out quickly for Loramie.
7-0 Thunderbirds in the lead. 9:34 left opening period. Fort Loramie back on defense for the second time already in this game. It's a 6-1 look along that defensive front, as you heard Coach Spencer Wells note in the pregame. It can drift into a 4-3. Here's an end sweep to the right by LCC. And it is the running back getting the corner turned, 28, 29, 30, upended right there on the play. It is Lawson Flores, spells the first name L-A-U-S-E-N, pronounced Lawson, F-L-O-R-E-S, Flores, 5'9", junior, showed some quick legs. He spurted for 6 to the far hash mark, 2nd down and 4, Thunderbirds at their own 30. 9 minutes left in the opening quarter, 7-0. Two receivers bunched to the right. One lone back is alongside Brady Parker. That is White. Here's a screen looped into the left flat. Oh, what a hit by Fort Loramie. Ball is caught, but Zach Deuce made the defensive play of this game so far for Fort Loramie. A jarring tackle on the receiver in the flat for LCC, Eddie White. He was cracked to the turf immediately.
Yeah, it was a great play, too. I mean, Eilerman had him covered out in the flat, so they had to go to their secondary option to Brady Parker, and they got dumped right behind the line of scrimmage. Great read by Dews.
Well, here is where the Redskins defense must get off the field. Third down, close to 7 to go for a first down. 27.5-yard line, and LCC's end of the field. Line to gain, the 34. Parker short drop, looks middle of the field. It's a late slant pattern. Run on the play by one of the wide receivers, too high, up over his head at the 48. Intended for Michael Quatman, 5'9", junior, started as a freshman. Pretty good coverage by Fort Loramie, step for step with Quatman.
Absolutely, right there with him, and that's a great response by the Loramie Redskin defense right there to get that 3-and-out quickly after that first drive didn't go your way.
Oh, what an improvement by the Redskins defense from series number 1 to series number 2. The punt by LCC is extremely high, extremely short, lands across the midfield stripe. Near the numbers at the 47, takes a sideways bounce out of bounds inside the 45 at the 43. 4 yards of a skip downfield after the ball lit on the ground, and Fort Loramie starts good field position. Redskins have it at their own 43 with 7:54 to go first quarter. Fort Loramie down 7-0.
Good opportunity here. Your defense gets you a three, and now let's see if Tanner Heckman in this offense can pick him right back up here. Maybe, you know, get all three passes from Heckman on that first three and out. See if they get the run game going here a little more on drive two with a little momentum now here, Jack.
1-2 receivers left, one to the right, slot left. Heckman sends a man in motion. Uh-oh, a pre-snap offside against Lima Central Catholic. Fort Loramie accepts the gift. So it's first and five from up at the 48-yard line, 2 yards shy of midfield for the Redskins. 7-0 Lima Central Catholic with a touchdown. Second play of the game. It was a skinny post, a quick slant right up the middle. And the receiver for LCC was wide open. Brady Parker hit him with a bullet. Touchdown Flores of the Thunderbirds, who lead it 7-0. Heckman sends a man in motion again. The fake on the play to Grillo. Heckman looking long down the left sideline. Intended for Eilerman. He looks up at it at the 30. Ball lights on the turf at the 25 over his head. Second down, 5 at the 48.
And Eilerman just a little over his head there. He faked that motion to Caden Cantwell while he was there for a bubble screen if need be. But Heckman just missing Eilerman there just a couple yards over his head.
Well, thanks to the penalty on LCC before the first down play, Redskins confront a second and 5 after the incompletion. Line to gain, the 47 of the Thunderbirds. Couple receivers to the left, one of whom is Eilerman. Fake on the inside, handoff. It is a screen. It's one of those fire drill screens behind the line of scrimmage. I think it was Tanner Eilerman who caught it at the 44. There was a net of red jerseys around him immediately. He wiggled, might have gained a half a yard. That is it. Very good coverage by Lima Central Catholic, which diagnosed that play well. Third and 5, 48 of Fort Loramie. Heckman along cadence, his two receivers to the far side, the short width of the field in front of the Redskins bench. Heckman fakes the inside handoff, play action, rolls left, fires back toward the hash mark. Yes, caught. 39-yard line of LCC. Luthman on the reception. Boy, bear hugged that football, took a step forward, was met by a couple of red jerseys from LCC. J.J. Schneiders in there on the tackle from his linebacking spot. Schneider's a fine baseball player. S-C-H-N-I-E-D-E-R-S. His dad coaches the baseball team. 6:40 left to go, first quarter. First and 10 for Fort Loramie inside the 40 of the Thunderbirds. Play action. Heckman deep drop back at his 49-yard line. Throws near side of the field, outside the numbers, toward the boundary, wide. Intended on the play for Luthman. Not much room to operate. Ball thrown off the field of play. Second and 10 Redskins at the LCC 38.
It'll be interesting to see when do they factor Ray Hoying into this offense. Would not have expected Loramie's first 7 plays for him to not touch the ball out of the backfield yet. And they've let Heckman sling it 7 times here so far. And he's 4 of 7 right now with about 19 yards.
A little bit of deception. No Ray Hoying. He is alongside Heckman. Speaking of Ray, he takes the toss, sweep to the right. There he goes. Rumbles to the 36, 35, over it, breaks the tackle. Digs hard, very close to the 30. Just shy of a first down by a couple, 3 yards. Huge play coming up here for Fort Loramie. Third down, 2.5 or 3 to go for a first down at the 31 of Lima Central Catholic. Last tackle made on the play by Jaden Williams for LCC. Caden Falke, leading tackler, very good defender. from his linebacking spot, assisted. Snap back to Ekman, give to Hoing. Hoing drags a man, another man with him. Hoing stays on his feet, he won't go down. Strong run by Ray, 26, inside at 23. Lurches to the 21, first and 10 Redskins.
Great, just head down and just running straight forward, vertical up the field. Nice job by Ray Hoing there, just some tough yards for the senior there. Now starting to establish this offense and Marmy moving.
I think Spencer Wells may have heard you a few plays ago, Brandon. Where's Ray Hoing been? Well, we found out.
Yeah, and maybe a little deception there, and see what happens as Laramie goes empty on here on first down.
First and 10, 21-yard line of LCC, rollout by Heckman, throws on the run. Oh, a nifty catch at the 17-yard line by the Fort Laramie receiver. Luthman reached high, speared it with one hand. Look at him go down inside the 10. He spilled at about the 4-yard line. Great rollout by Heckman. Threw a bullet up above the helmet of Luthman. He made a very good running stab.
And he got some extra yards, too, because the Catholic Central defender slipped, and it probably helped him get about an extra half dozen yards there as well.
Goal to go, Fort Laramie, 3-yard line. Wildcat look. Snap back to Ray Hoing. He puts his head down, barges, collision at the half-yard line. Second down and goal upcoming.
They've run that Wildcat. They ran that so much. Remember against Anna, they ran it about 7-8 times in a row.
The Redskins run it again. Ray Hoing a second time, stacked up right at the goal line. Fort Laramie offensive lineman, including Jace Ruenkamp, signaling touchdown. The officials say no. It was second and 2 feet. Now it's third and 1 foot outside the LCC end zone. 4.5 to go, first quarter, 7-0. Lima Central Catholic, which scored on the second play of this game. It's got to be Ray Hoing again, you'd think.
Yeah, I would think. Or they might signal in that pop pass, too. That's something they've shown on this formation a couple times.
It is Hoing, Wildcat formation. Takes the snap at the 5. He drives. He hammers. He pounds. End zone. Touchdown. Redskins within 1, 7-6.
And nice job there. And just, you know, it's going to come. It's like Spencer Wells said in the pregame, you know, we got some of these formations, you just got to stop it. And again, that's good, trusting your senior on the goal line, giving it to one of your best players and letting them do the work and score.
Lucas Brandewee, healthy enough this week to boot PATs, could be back on the defensive side of the ball in a week or two. This to tie the game. Ball is snapped back. It's placed on the ground. Kick is missed to the left. Wide. No good. Lima Central Catholic 7, Fort Laramie 6. 4:12 left in the opening quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Beautiful kickoff by Ray Hoing of Fort Laramie. It took Lawson Flores all the way back to the 4, over-the-shoulder catch. Return a good one out to the 26. And that's where the Thunderbirds start, first down, 10 yards to go, leading by a point, 7-6 over Fort Loramie, with 4:05 to go here in the opening period of play.
We saw Loramie with a response after their three and out. Now LCC, they went three and out last drive after the quick strike to start. It'll be interesting to see how their offense responds after sitting on the sideline here for a handful of minutes.
Brady Parker in the spread, fakes the inside handoff. Brady keeps, and he darts up the middle for a quick four to the 30. Offense for Lima Central Catholic, Brady Parker, 6'4", 195, a junior at QB. Eddie White and Carter Lester share the running back duties, both sophomores. Lawson Flores on the outside, a wide receiver, along with Jackson White. Offensive line includes a 260-pounder, a 280-pounder. That's Don McKee at 280. And Brady Malcolm at 260. Parker takes the snap. Looks, oh, it's a little bubble screen to the right. Receiver catches at the 30. Makes a man miss. Twisting, turning over the 35. And he's cornered finally at the 40. It is a first down. Michael Quatman, good catch. An even better run after catch. First and 10 Thunderbirds at their own 40-yard line.
Yeah, you got to see these receivers are shifty. You cannot let them get to that second level of that defense. Army's got to be able to play everything in front of them. We didn't see that, obviously, on the first drive when they had the quick strike for the touchdown, but they got to be able to keep them in front of each other here.
The slot back for LCC, Caden Falke, tackles Dom McKee and Brady Garlock. He's at 270. Oh, here's a fly pattern down the left side of the field on the dead run. The LCC receiver catches at the 30. He's got the defender beat. There he goes. 25-20, 15-10. Jackson White scoots to the end zone. The second big bomb of this game for the Thunderbirds, who burn Fort Loramie through the air. Second occasion that's happened, and Fort Loramie's on the short end of a 13-6 count. Extra point coming. Fort Loramie's pass defense pretty porous so far.
And it's Jackson White again. He was in single coverage there. There on the coverage for Loramie was Holden Grillo, just a freshman, but you know, just one-on-one coverage, and he just got behind the defender and scored there, and easy does it. You've seen Jackson White with 125 yards on two receptions, Jack.
Brevin Stolle smacks home the extra point, 14-6 Thunderbirds, 2:43 left opening period on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
But the Redskins return the ensuing kickoff from the 17-yard line. Back up to about the 29, call it the 30. That's where Fort Loramie starts, first and 10. Redskins defense no doubt prepared for a staunch running attack from LCC, but so far in this game, LCC through the air has been dynamite.
Yeah, it's just Jalen White. Again, two plays with 60-plus yards, 65 and 60 respectively on the touchdowns for White. So you're going to see a change here from the Loramie defense come next possession, I believe.
Yep, Jackson White has been the man of the hour so far for LCC. Ray Hoying at first and 10, slides outside right tackle, stays on his feet, lumbers to the 32-33, He garnered three on the play. So it's second down and 7 for Fort Loramie at the Redskins 33-yard line, 2:12 to go, first quarter, clock running, 14-6 in favor of the Thunderbirds. Beautiful night for high school football here at Lima Stadium. Not a cloud overhead. Temperature kickoff in the low to mid-80s. Here's Heckman. Gives it on the play. I think that is Grillo. It's a counter. Back to the left side. He's bear hugged at the 34. Down he goes. Picked up a yard or two. That's it. Good tackle on the play by Schneiders of LCC. Third down and 6 for Fort Loramie, which must throw it here. Line to gain just over the 40-yard line. Line of scrimmage, the 34. Thanks so much for joining us. High school football game of the week on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. LCC shifting on defense and calling a timeout in order to get double coverage out there. Far side of the field against Tanner Eilerman. Timeout, Thunderbirds. It is an 8-point game. LCC in the lead, a minute to go in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Third and 6 for Fort Loramie. Heckman back to throw. 10 yards behind the line. He's in trouble. He skips out of danger. Fires over the head of the receiver at the 50. Good pressure at the line of scrimmage by LCC. Good coverage in the back end. And Fort Loramie is forced to punt with just over 1 minute to go here in the first quarter, trailing 14-6.
It's lucky that ball didn't get picked either. He kind of threw it. It's kind of just trusting Tanner Eilerman there a bit. But fortunately for Loramie, nothing happens there.
An extremely high punt by Ray Hoing. It's coming down at the 43 of LCC and takes several bounces, rolling 35-34. And that's where the Thunderbirds start first and 10. From their own 34-yard line, 52 seconds to go, opening quarter. And LCC leads Fort Loramie by a count of 14-6. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, the key building components are... Well, we thought coming in the Redskins would have to stop the run. So far, it has been the forward pass that Lima Central Catholic has burned Fort Loramie on. Fort Loramie's got to shore up its defense. That's for sure a key building component. Here is the quarterback. Brady Parker running, fakes the handoff to the running back. In the offensive backfield, that is Carter Lester. Parker held on to it. Zone read by him. He chugged up the middle for 5 to the 40-yard line. Redskins defense has got to pick it up. That's a key building component for Fort Loramie tonight. Opening the doors to success for the Redskins. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at Lumber Dealers Home Centers and door specialists everywhere. Brady Parker on the last play of the first quarter pounds up the middle for three or four. Beats resistance at the 43. Quarter comes to a close. Third and two upcoming for LCC. 14-6 Thunderbirds over Fort Loramie after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693 6325, the Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
So many thanks to Osgood Bank. Locations now in Rushi, as well as Fort Loramie, Chickasaw, Osgood, Indian Lake. Osgood Bank, do well, be good. OsgoodBank.com. Cincinnati Reds trailing the Chicago Cubs third inning 2-1 in favor of Chicago. Anna St. Henry in MAC football, 0-0 in the second. Marion Local in the first half leads New Bremen by a count of 14-7. Here at Lima Stadium, Fort Loramie trails Lima Central Catholic by a score of 14-6. We are just a moment away from starting the second quarter.
Yeah, a lot of good football over the air, a lot of good football in MAC country. Of course, fellow Shelby County School, Anna, getting a big win over Coldwater last week, trying to make it now a big win over St. Henry. But Loramie here right now in a third and short situation. Let's see if they can get stopped. Haven't seen LCC in a third and short yet. It's third and two, I should say. So we'll see what they do. And LCC honoring their past homecoming Queens tonight. It's their homecoming game tonight.
Third down and 2.5, close to 3 yards to go for a first down for Lima Central Catholic from the Thunderbirds 42.5, line to gain an inch or two over the 45. Big defensive stop coming up here for the Redskins, who would like to get the defense off the field. Lima Central Catholic to the line of scrimmage. Brady Parker, 6 yards behind it, has a back alongside. He is given the football, and there he goes, outside right tackle, rumbling to the 46, a big push to the 49. He fell forward to the 50-yard line. Good spurt on the play by Eddie White, 6 feet, 210, a sophomore. He was the designated ball carrier on that play. You could tell it was going to him. He was inserted for that reason. And he picked it up for the Thunderbirds, first and 10 at the 50. 14-6 ball game. 30 seconds gone here in quarter number two.
White come up hobbling a little bit after that play. Now the ball at midfield here.
LCC in the lead by 8. Here's Parker, play action, looks down the middle of the field, long bomb, one-on-one coverage. It is caught momentarily at the 23, and then it's struck away. Good defensive play by Fort Loramie. Nicely done by Zach Dews, the senior. We know number 17 really well by now. He's been a good defensive performer in that secondary for Fort Loramie as he got a big fist on the ball and spiked it right away from Flores, the real good outside receiver. Or I should say that was Jackson White forcing a second and 10. Fort Loramie's pass defense comes up big.
Yeah, and you knew they were going to go to White sometime. They go in there with a little play action, and nice play by Dews to punch out. He's made Loramie's best two defensive plays here so far.
Oh, here's a jet sweep to the left, trying to get the corner turned as LCC. Fort Loramie smells it out. What a play. Good pursuit to Lucas Brandewee for the Redskins. Good to see him back in there on defense as he caught the ball carrier around the waist and pitched him to the turf at the 49. A loss on the play for the Thunderbirds, who now confront a third and 11. The play went for minus one. Those are the tackles for lost yardage. Head coach Spencer Wells highlighted in the pregame. He said our defense must come up with some of those. A minute 20 gone here in the second. 14-6 LCC. Two receivers right, one to the left. Parker will throw it. He's got two backs blocking. Very late whistles what's been called. Think a timeout before Loramie, which trails by eight. 10.5 to go in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Brady Parker just went back to pass for Lima Central Catholic. He scrambled, made a late delivery to Michael Quatman, who ripped off a good run after catch down to the 43-yard line of Fort Loramie, which stripped the football from him, and it was rolling loose on the ground for a while. I thought Fort Loramie recovered it. Apparently LCC recovered at the 46. It's fourth and six coming up for the Thunderbirds. Boy, that was deceiving right in front of the Redskins bench. Fort Loramie thought it had the ball.
I thought it had the ball, too. I was pointing Loramie's way kind of along with their sideline, but now fourth down. So probably make a punt here from LCC. Just a little into Loramie territory, but
Thunderbirds did not have its punting team on the field there before the timeout call, and now head coach Stolle, his staff, and players will talk it over. It is 14-6. Fort Loramie in the lead, or I should say Fort Loramie trailing. 9:50 left in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
And Lima Central Catholic indeed is going for it on fourth down and six from the Fort Loramie 46, leading by eight. Deep drop by Parker. He's got a safety valve in the right flat. It's Quatman drifting to the numbers near sideline. Catch made at the 42. Zuduz trips him up at the 39, 38. Good enough for a first down. Fine play call by LCC. Late pass pattern run by Quatman. He wasn't covered till he got to the sticks. And it's a first and 10 for the Thunderbirds. 38 of the Redskins, a huge fourth down conversion.
It is. It is a very huge fourth down conversion. You don't get that. That could change the momentum of the game if you're Laramie with how deep we are in the second quarter.
Parker to throw. He's got a single receiver. Far left side of the gridiron, numbers, 15-yard line, heading toward the boundary, overthrows his wideout. It is no good. It was aimed down around the 15-yard line. Running hard for the football was Caden Falk. He couldn't catch up to it. Second and 10, LCC, 38 of Fort Loramie. Clock halts, 9:18 to go, second quarter. 14-6 in favor of the Thunderbirds, which have scored in two long pass plays. First one came second play of this game. Fort Loramie scored a touchdown in between the two LCC bombs. Parker fakes the handoff. Oh, he splits the middle of the defensive line of Fort Loramie. Look at him go. It's a foot race. Brady Parker high foots it into the end zone. A brilliant run, 38 yards. Offensive line for LCC was phenomenal. Good blocking up front. Dom McKee, Brady Malcolm, Andrew Baldoff. Opened a gaping cavity, and Brady Parker zipped right through it all the way to the end zone. How many yards did that play cover again?
Yeah, 38 yards. You were spot on there, right, Jack? And Brady Parker, once he got to that second level, I didn't know if he was going to get all the way up there, but he hit another gear once he got to that second, third level of that Laramie defense. Big pit plays right now are really what's hurting Fort Laramie.
Brevin Stolle, excellent PAT man, strokes the extra point high and long. It is perfect. 21-6 in favor of LCC. Brady Parker, dynamite run. Redskins might have scraped his jersey at the point of attack. After that, it was clear sailing. 21-6 LCC, 3 minutes into the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too, online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Redskins return the LCC kickoff from the 12 out to the 23-yard line. First and 10 Redskins who have work to do. Now down 21-6. Just over 9 minutes left here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie possession inside the Redskins' 25-yard line. Running play right up the middle. It's a good one. Productive. A fine burst for seven. Running right up the far hash was Ray Hoying. Good blocking at the point of attack. Second down three, Fort Loramie, 30-yard line of the Redskins. Boy, a nice formula for success here, Brandon. End of the second quarter would be a long drive, score before the half, keep LCC off the board.
You nailed it right on the head. They get the ball back after the second half, or in the beginning of the second half, too. So you can run a long drive here, you know, take 6-7 minutes off the clock and be able to get a stop. That's going to put you in a good position if you're Coach Spencer Wells.
Here's the quarterback. Heckman stuffs the ball right into the tummy of Ray Hoying again. He pushes forward over right guard. He splashed down at the 33 right near the first down stake. Very close to getting it. Yes, it is a first down. A gain of 7, then 3 by Ray. First and 10 Redskins, just shy of their own 34. A little over 8 minutes to go, second quarter, 21-6. Lima Central Catholic. LCC came into the game having not experienced a real explosive offense so far this year. Defense had been dynamite, giving up just 8 per outing. But so far tonight, LCC's offense has been splendid. Here's Ray Hoying, no room off tackle, springs it wide, bounces it to the numbers in front of the Fort Loramie bench, and he carves out 5 or 6 shy of the 40. Second down, a little more than 5 to go for a first down. Line to gain, just short of the 44.
And like we said, Jack, we didn't see Ray Hoying touch the ball in the first of 7 Laramie plays, and now we're getting that steady dose. Now he's had about 8 or 9 plays run through him, and of course scored the lone Laramie touchdown in the first quarter.
Second down, 5 left for a first down. Heckman's got 2 receivers to the left, including Eilerman. Here comes blitz pressure. Hoying runs away from the blitz. Outside right tackle. He's got an opening. Look at him go. He turns 45-50. He won't go down. Drags a couple red jerseys with him all the way over to the 45 of the Thunderbirds. First and 10, Fort Loramie.
Good 16-yard run there by Hoying, his longest of the night.
Ray Hoying starting to get it going. Lima Central Catholic having its hands full. Fort Loramie guessed right on that play. Ran Hoying off tackle right. Run blitz came from the opposite side. But Lima Central Catholic, which couldn't catch up with Ray. Got 2 in the offensive backfield for Fort Loramie. Hand off to Hoying. Hoying manages to shrug off a tackler a yard or 2 behind the line. Bounces it wide into the Redskins bench. Down to the 42, 41-yard line. He made 4 out of nothing.
Yeah, and Caden Fulke had him down in the backfield. And like I said, he just shrugged him off there. So a great play by Ray Hoying.
6.5 to go, second quarter. Hoying with a very stubborn run. Formidable effort by him. It looked like he was going to be flopped to the turf a yard or 2 behind the line. He was met waist high by Falke of LCC, but brushed him aside. Another dose of Hoying, or is it Grillo trying to angle outside left tackle, nabbed around the knees. It is a minimal gain, maybe a couple of feet. That's it. 3rd and 5 for Fort Loramie at the LCC 40-yard line. Falke in there on the last hit for LCC. Had assistance on the play from teammate Quatman. Passing down here for the Redskins, 3rd and 5. Of course, they could run it twice. It's 4-down territory for sure, you would think. Down 21-6. Clock running, 5:40 left, second quarter. Redskins with Tanner Eilerman split 10 yards left. Here comes blitz pressure from the near side, and Fort Loramie busts right through it on the running play. It's Hoying. He hammers to the 37-35, lunging to the 34 of the Thunderbirds. First down, 10 to go.
And that's that good, long, sustained drive we talked about. It's got to be in the back of Coach Spencer Wells' mind. Let Ray Hoying run the ball, picks in a pass here or there. Hopefully he can run that clock down to about 3 minutes and get that stop before halftime before he gets the ball back.
If the Redskins can get points before intermission, tack on a 2-point conversion, get within 7, they would be within striking distance and get the football to start the second half. LCC will kick. Fort Loramie won the toss at the start of the game, deferred, gets the ball second half. Oh, it's a screen behind the line to Tanner Eilerman. Doesn't develop very well. It's not blocked. LCC floods the near side of the field. Tackle made. Ooh, right at the line of scrimmage, the 34-yard line. That was beautifully done by Dakota Gerdeman, 5'10", senior defensive back who came up and greeted Eilerman right away.
Yep, 4 catches, 6 yards for Eilerman, so he kind of contained him in the screen game.
He's a marked man. LCC spying on him. Head coach Stolle in the pregame said, we got a plan. I think he was talking about Eilerman. That plan has worked. Hoying, though, has run it well. We've got whistles, timeout, I think, Fort Loramie, before the snap. Redskins have a timeout remaining in the second quarter. LCC has one to go to. 4:17 left till halftime. 21-6 LCC. 4 minutes, 17 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Second and 10 for Fort Loramie from the 34-yard line of the Thunderbirds on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Here is sophomore Tanner Heckman in the pocket. He looks. He flips it out to the left to Hoying. Hoying on a sweep around left end. Look at him go. Flies down the sideline. He's got 5 yards, close to 10. He cracks to about the 25 near the line to gain. Third down, less than one for Fort Loramie. Ball marked for play, 25-yard line of the Thunderbirds, who cannot stop Ray Hoying right now.
Yeah, not. I wonder if this is not a situation where they're going to go Wildcat. Didn't know if they'd take Heckman off the field. You have to think it's going to go in the hands of Ray Hoying. This is a big drive right here, and they've got Hoying motioned out of the backfield here.
Yep, Hoying is flanked about 12 yards to the left. Tanner Eilerman way right. Here is Heckman, throws behind the line to Hoying. Hoying catches at the 27. He bolts down the near sideline. He's between the boundary and the numbers at the 25, the 20. Toppled at about the 18. It's the Ray Hoying show right now for Fort Loramie. 21-6 LCC. Redskins knocking on the door at the 19 of the Thunderbirds.
And they had to get a good block there from Jaden Luthman. They put him out there on an island, and he executed on that block to give Ray Hoying some room to at least get the first down and then some more.
Heckman is going empty here. Play clock winding down. 3 minutes to go. Scoreboard clock. Heckman, keeper all the way. Oh, he shakes off a tackler back at the 21. He goes down the near sideline. He rumbled inside the 10, but I think he stepped out back at the 16. I saw the same thing the official saw. Gain on the play of 3. Second down and 7. Redskins, LCC, 16-yard line. Clock stopped with the out-of-bounds running effort. Fort Loramie would love to score and prevent LCC from scoring before the halftime. Redskins get the ball to begin the third period. Fort Loramie flanker right, one near side. That's Eilerman. Heckman 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Ray Hoying lining up 8 yards to the right. Here's Heckman rolling right, and it's a misfire at the feet of the intended receiver down at the 12-yard line. It's no good. Incompletion. Third down for Fort Loramie, and at least 7 to go for a first down. Inside the 20 of LCC. Couple of big plays coming up here for the Redskins. Gorgeous night for high school football at Lima Stadium. Homecoming night. LCC 4-0, Fort Loramie 0-4. Understand the Reds have fallen behind to the Cubs 4-2. We'll update you on Anna St. Henry shortly and Marion Local New Bremen. Two receivers far right, Redskins in the line of scrimmage, and Fort Laramie wants to talk it over once again. Timeout called. 2:50 to go till halftime. 21-6 LCC over Fort Laramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake. With layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left. As popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And on third down, 7 yards to go for Fort Laramie from the LC-16. Tanner Heckman lost a long high pass left corner of the end zone. It is wide of the mark for the receiver, Tanner Eilerman, and an LCC defensive back runs it down a yard inbounds in the corner of the end zone and picks it off.
I think he was thinking that Eilerman was going to cut out. He cut, like, in on an inside post, and that's where I think it was just a little bit of a miscommunication there between the pair of freshmen. Thought he was going to break out. Eilerman broke in, and the defensive back sitting right there was Dakota Gerdeman, 5'10 senior, just sitting there waiting and camping on that ball.
Well, that is a huge defensive play for the Thunderbirds, and it stops a serious threat by Fort Laramie. Redskins needed a touchdown there to pull within one score before intermission. Instead, on the touchback, LCC takes over at the 20. LCC one timeout left. Fort Laramie none. Parker will take the snap back at his 15. And a long delay. Snap not coming yet. LCC burns a timeout. And the score right here remains 21-6. In favor of LCC over Fort Laramie. Gives us an opportunity to tell you all about one of our great underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, Shelby County Veterans Services, which has been with us now for 7 or 8 years. Located at 133 South Ohio in Sydney, providing many services to veterans and their eligible family members. As such services are VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and the on-site food pantry as well. Shelby County Veterans Services here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website shelbycountyveterans.org or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Here's an end sweep by Quatman. He took the handoff way back behind the line at the 13. He runs up the near side, outside the hash, outside the numbers, 30, 35, 40. Look at Michael Quatman go. A mad dash beyond the 45, spilled at the 47. Great play drawn up by head coach Colin Stolle of LCC during the timeout. Still 2:36 to go, second quarter. Thunderbirds in business, out of trouble at their own 47.
There's just so many variety of weapons here for LCC. They're utilizing motion very well. Just a nice little pitch right there. They use the receiver out of motion there. And chunk plays have been huge for LCC. Another 10-plus yard gain.
Here is Parker, back to pass, throwing long, high, receiver makes a spectacular catch near the sideline, inside the 15. It's Michael Quatman again, about whom we spoke in the pregame. I brought him up for Coach Stolle. He highlighted him, and he's been a big playmaker here on the last two plays from scrimmage for Lima Central Catholic. He just made a T. Higgins-like catch down inside the 15-yard line.
And it's another chunk play for LCC. I mean, you just look at it, there's already five plays of 10-plus yards that they've had, and they haven't run as many plays as Laramie. It's been a little more efficient with the chunk plays.
The coverage was good.
Yeah.
The throw was perfect. The catch was sensational, a terrific play by Quatman. Here's LCC's Quatman again. Look at him go. Jet sweep to the left. He took it around the corner. 15-10-5. Spurting. End zone. Touchdown, LCC. The second quarter, Michael Quatman show for the Thunderbirds, who are now on top 27-6 with a minute 49 to go. Second quarter of this game.
Well, just a great drive. LCC just utilizing their players in the same or different ways, keeping Laramie guessing. And it's another chunk play, three of them in a row to end that drive.
Extra point try by Brevin Stolle. It is coming up. Good snap. Ball spotted down. Stolle drills the extra point right down Main Street. It's good. 28-6 in favor of LCC over Fort Loramie. Scoreboard clock reads a minute 49 to go here in the first half of this game. I'd like to remind you that you can attend the annual Veterans Day program sponsored by Shelby County Veterans Services. That's in downtown Sydney on November 11th. That's November 11th at 11 a.m. Shelby County Veterans Services sponsors the annual Veterans Day program in Sydney. It's downtown on the 11th of November at 1 hour before noon. Yep, that was a backbreaker. Big touchdown, Brandon, by LCC, which turned Fort Loramie away on the Redskins' previous possession down inside the 25-yard line. So Fort Loramie doesn't get 6 points or eight. LCC in turn gets a quick seven.
Yeah.
And the difference in this game goes from one touchdown to 2-3 at this point.
It's a 14-point swing right there, Jack. You know, maybe even 15. And, I mean, Laramie, one thing you can look at is you got a minute 49. You get the ball after half. So if you can somehow put together a drive here, it gives you some momentum going into the locker room.
Well, Lima Central Catholic has done a very nifty job corralling Tanner Eilerman. Kickoff, good directional boot by Lima Central Catholic. Hits between the boundary and the numbers down around the 12-yard line. Fort Loramie retrieves inside the 10. The run is to about the 15. That's it. Redskins can't afford a mistake here. First and 10, Fort Loramie. At the red and black 15-yard line, a minute 44 to go in the second quarter. He's serving the Upper Miami Valley for 52 years. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none for multiple years now in a row. Barker Insurance, the number one most valued agency in the area, according to surveys. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more, you're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Located south of Sydney on County Road 25A, or you should say north of Sydney on County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. 937-492-1857. Redskins on first and 10, gain 10. New line of scrimmage, the 30. Line to gain up at the 40. A minute 20 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie down 22 points. Deep drop by Heckman. Heckman is nearly tackled for a 15-yard loss. Fires it near sideline. It hits the turf in front of Hoing at the line of scrimmage, incomplete. And it is second down and 10 for Fort Loramie. Late in the second quarter, Redskins trail by 22. Big drive. Fort Loramie really needs to put six on the board before the halftime break, if at all possible. It'll be a tall order. 70 yards to go against a very good LCC defense.
And zero timeouts left either, too. So you're going to see Heckman slinging a lot here on this drive.
Heckman back at his 21. Aims for a receiver who's on the ground at the 25. Yep, he's got it.
Ooh. Thought that was picked momentarily.
Knee on the ground by Grillo of Fort Loramie. When he caught it, he was down right there at the spot, the 35. Pick up a 5. Third down. 5 needed for a first down. Line to gain the 40. 45 seconds to go in the second period. 28-6 LCC. Deep drop by Heckman. 10 yards behind the line. Hits Eilerman. Crossing pattern. 43. Run after catch to the 47. Chain advance. Clock stopped momentarily. Ball marked for play at the 48. Now clock running. 33, 32, 31. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Heckman, 10 yards behind the line. Zeroes in over the middle. A double coverage. Interception made at the 40. Run back to the 50. Near sideline to the 35 of Fort Loramie. There's a busted tackle. Another broken tackle. Hit the 25. And the return man on the interception for Lima Central Catholic is finally spilled down around the 21-yard line. Excellent coverage by LCC. Nicely done in the secondary. Beautiful play by Xavier Purnell, 6'1", 190, and a junior. As Eilerman was bracketed, two or three defenders around him. He was a marked man, spied on, easy pick.
Just trying to force something in the middle of the field there. And only 14 seconds left here, but LCC at their own, or at Larmy's 24-yard line, and we know what weapons they have and what chunk plays they've been able to make in the first half.
Oh, you can bet Parker will put it up. Quatman in motion, looking right, is the QB Parker. Down and out pattern. Yes, it's caught at the 16 or 17-yard line. Nicely done by Quatman. Quatman and Flores, boy, they have been outstanding playmakers in this game here
Absolutely.
Tonight for LCC.
A lot of playmakers all over the place. Quatman, Flores, Jalen White's made two 60-plus-yard touchdown grabs. That core has just been great. Parker had a nice run for a 38-yard touchdown all over this field.
Yeah, Jackson White got the scoring underway for LCC. Two long bombs. Here's a throw by Parker back at the 27. Airs it out left half of the end zone. Too far. 8 yards deep. Couple yards short of the back line. Fourth down upcoming for LCC, which has designs on a field goal here from Brevin Stolle. Very good place kicker. Ball will be snapped back to the 23, 33-yard kick, angle right to left. He's on the near hash, soccer-style booter. Oh, he's got the leg.
Saw him kick really well in warm-up so far.
Yeah, this is like an NFL extra point. Kick by Stolle, aiming toward the left upright, and it is outside the post by about 2 feet. No good. Time expires. First half ends. Fort Loramie trails Lima Central Catholic at the intermission, 28-6 in favor of the Thunderbirds here on Scores Broadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
It is halftime at Lima Stadium. Fort Loramie on the short end of a 28-6 count after two quarters of play. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market, South Main in Fort Loramie. We've gone local for you. We have found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So, we've got Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more, all at Schaefer Market. Sample the hot daily lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. You'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market. It's on one end of Main Street in Fort Loramie. On the other end, the North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru. We've got your convenient grab-and-go options at Schaefer drive-thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at Schaefer drive-thru, formerly North Loramie drive-thru. And don't forget to stop by today and see all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. And Schaefer RV Storage is also new, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com. That's H-O-L-L-Y at Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, oil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage and take advantage of the Schaefer Market Gallon Giveback Program at the market's gas pumps. Always low pricing, plus 1 penny from each gallon sold each month goes to a special public service endeavor. So take advantage of the Schaefer Market Gallon Giveback Program at the pumps at the Schaefer Market. I want to remind you that the Sydney Frisch's has never left. It's still going strong, more popular than ever before, located on Michigan Avenue, just west of I-75. Enjoy those fabulous Frisch's favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. That iconic Big Boy, the original fish sandwich, crispy onion rings, delicious vegetable soup and chili, and that outstanding hot fudge cake, plus pumpkin pie being served right now at Frisch's. That's the all-American pumpkin pie from Frisch's. And the Frisch's breakfast bar is open from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. on weekends, 7 to 11 on weekdays. Keep in mind, Frisch's is open till 10 p.m. every single night. And take advantage of the summer basket special at Frisch's. Shrimp, chicken strips, or whitefish, along with fries and a drink, only $9.99. Add the salad bar if you'd like for another $5. Hey, what's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Still in Sydney, going strong, as popular as ever with those fabulous Frisch's favorites. And until the 18th of September, have we reached the 18th of September yet?
No, we're on the 19th now.
Oh, shucks. It just ended yesterday. I was going to tell you all about the senior breakfast bar. I knew a lot of people who took advantage of it this past week. That was the senior breakfast bar at Frisch's for those 55 years of age and up. It was only $5.99, but my mistake, it ended just yesterday. Halftime score here at Lima Stadium, Lima Central Catholic 28 and Fort Loramie 6 at the intermission break. Our halftime report being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie, looking at some stats alongside Brandon Coverman pitch hitting for Chuck McBean tonight. Brandon?
Yeah, thanks, Jack. And looking at the totals here, first for LCC, 284 yards for them, 107 on the ground and complemented by 177 through the air. In Loramie, looking for them, 73 on the ground, 81 through the air. Scoring totals gone like this. That was a 65-yard strike to Jalen White with 11:08 in the first quarter. Point after was good, 7-0 LCC. Loramie responded back with 4:12 in the first. It was 1 yard Ray Hoing touchdown. PAT was no good, 7-6 LCC. LCC came and struck with another long Jalen White touchdown from 60 yards out. PAT good, 14-6. LCC in the second quarter, Brady Parker had a 38-yard dash to the end zone as he zipped in for a 38-yard touchdown. Then a 12-yard run there by Michael Flores, who had three chunk plays in a row to cap off a drive. PAT was good, made it score 28-6. Loramie will get the ball to start the second half. Fortunate, the deficit could have been further, but LCC missed the field goal going into the halftime break.
It is a 22-point difference, 28-6 LCC here at intermission, which has been brought to you by Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
And welcome back here to Lima Stadium. Jack Kramer, Brandon Coverman, 28-6 Lima Central Catholic over Fort Loramie at the intermission break. Reds and Cubs now tied 4-4. That game in the fifth, 4-4, Reds and Cubs. Versailles 22, Parkway nothing halftime. Coldwater 20, Minster nothing halftime. Marion Local 20, New Bremen 7 at intermission. St. Henry over Anna by a score of 7-0 at the halftime break. Here again, 28-6, LCC over Fort Loramie. Hey, we currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year. While maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards, we are production support in Rushi. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products, offer assembly and warehousing too. Production support, always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check the website productionsupportinc.com. productionsupportinc.com. We promote Scores Broadcast and the many schools and athletic programs in the region. It follows with the exceptional online coverage. Production support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service. At production support, your job is in the bag. 28-6 LCC over Fort Loramie, third quarter, about 11 minutes away. Well, volleyball season is cooking, and as usual in the Shelby County Athletic League, it's a hot race near the top. Rushi and Anna, one loss in league action. Fort Loramie, two setbacks in SCAL play. As you know, John Rogers, former 18-year head coach of volleyball at Fort Loramie, decided 2.5 years or so ago that the 2024 campaign would be his last. And boy, it was special. A state championship in Division 7, a D4 state title for Fort Loramie in volleyball. 10 years prior, back in 2014, had the opportunity to catch up with Coach Rogers 10 days ago in his classroom at Fort Loramie High School.
Well, I'm sitting with John Rogers in his American History, World History classroom, and we are admiring a picture which was taken by the Sydney Daily News. It is pandemonium, the Fort Loramie volleyball players celebrating in a heap after winning the 2024 state championship in Division 7 over Tiffin Calvert. And you've titled this picture, John, what?
That Moment.
Okay.
I think is an appropriate title for it, because any coach that's won a big game, it doesn't have to be a state title game, knows what that moment means, that feeling when you've accomplished something great with your team.
What got you instilled to coach the sport of volleyball? Tell me about the background.
Well, we don't know. That could be a whole book, I think. But I just fell in love with the sport itself, you know. Maybe even before it was mainstream. We used to call it a subculture of society, all of us beach players. I grew up playing in the beach. And, you know, when you get too old to play too much anymore, your next step is maybe getting into coaching, and that's essentially how I got into it. And I really, really fell in love with coaching volleyball, and well, you know, 30 years later, here I am.
18 years volleyball head coach, Fort Loramie. You made the decision well over a year ago that the 2024 campaign would be your final one. Two state championships along the way in 14 and 24, a string of district titles every season. But the first you coached at Fort Loramie, you won a district. The highlights for you, I know coaching the young ladies, seeing them grow, mature, develop. Man, is volleyball competition excellent in this area or what? It's fantastic.
It really is. And I don't have any other way to describe it other than being a highly competitive coach and wanting to play the best and be involved with the best, this was the place to be for me in my career. All the MAC schools, the Shelby County schools, and just everybody in general that I've been around with, you know, has lived through it and they know what I'm talking about. And other parts of Ohio look to this and go, wow, what's in the water out there? And I'm like, I don't know, because it's like that in other sports too. But highlight moments for me are just, you know, not necessarily title games or big games, but just the girls involved in a lot of fun activities we do in the summer. It became the highlight for them to go on hotel trips and play big teams from other parts of Ohio. And that's more the highlights for me than it is the state title games, which obviously your memories are etched in my brain, but everything has a lot of meaning for it in my career.
I know every season your teams have progressed. It was a process. It wasn't like you ever saved a great match for the final week or two of the season. You were building toward it each match all season long.
Yeah, I think that was kind of my style.
Yeah.
And not just building physically, building mentally towards it. I think that's one of the things in my career that I learned the most about, what was the mentality of these young women that I had the opportunity to coach, and what we needed to do to motivate them, what we needed to do to keep them strong every single day, because it's a grind. It really is. And I think that's something that we were able to achieve last year, specifically last year, not other years as well, but specifically last year. I think Tiffin Calvert's an incredible team, but I think our girls were just so mentally prepared for that game, not because of anything I did in one moment or a speech that I gave, but because we had been preparing mentally all along, and they just had no fear, and they just went after it.
And you won that state championship match last November pretty comfortably, really, three straight sets. In 14, you defeated a Macomb team which had not lost a match all year long.
Yeah. You know, that in that match, I learned a ton. I learned what not to do. I learned what to do. And I also learned that the player mentality is incredibly important. And ironically enough, in that 2014 match, the star of the show, well, two stars of the show, but Kelly Turner is now Kelly Hoying, and she has replaced me. And so that is something I'm very proud of, knowing that she's going to continue what has begun here and take it even to higher levels.
And you mentioned a second player on that 2014 team as well.
Oh, Kaylee Barhorst. Yeah, as a little sophomore who never said a word, played great in that huge match, made a big, big difference for us when they were keying on Kelly and we went to Kaylee. And Kaylee has been my assistant for several years and is now Kelly's assistant. These are both Division I volleyball players who excelled in college, and now they are coaching this program, and I don't know how much more you could ask for than that.
John Rogers, our guest here at the half of Fort Loramie football. John coached volleyball 18 years at Fort Loramie. Kelly Turner, former star for Fort Loramie volleyball and basketball, is now the head coach. We were talking before the interview about the success stories. Numerous volleyball players from the area. We now watch them on TV playing for colleges and universities across the country.
Yeah, just this past weekend, to talk about the level of play in our area, Spencer Etzler from Coldwater is the starting libero for Stanford. And, you know, we competed against Coldwater quite a bit last year. We scrimmaged him in the postseason, getting ready, getting us both ready for the state tournament. And, you know, just knowing that girl can play at that level is just unreal in this area. And there's a lot of girls around here that, if they chose to, could play at that level.
Yeah, former New Bremen star went on to Michigan here just recently.
For sure, yeah. She was up there, and now she's coaching in the New Bremen system, Diana system. So, you know, if you're a college coach and you're looking for players, you need to come down here and go to some high school games.
Hey, with seven divisions now, Fort Loramie should continue to make a pretty heavy mark in volleyball, especially in this part of the state.
It's a learning curve.
Sure.
I mean, you know, this is a young team, and it doesn't matter who the coach would be this year. This is a young team that's got a lot to learn.
Right.
then you have to learn how to win the game that you're in.
Right.
Whatever that's going to take. And they're learning. I mean, the process is happening. I can see it. I've looked at them. I've seen them play. I've watched the numbers. You know, they're doing what it takes. They just have to, you know, grind and keep after it. And it's going to happen for them. And, yeah, they're all big games, aren't they, Jack? They're all big games, right? Every game you get to step on the court is a privilege, and they're all big games. Some are just bigger than others.
All part of the learning curve, as you just mentioned. Highlight the family. I know your wife, Polly, teaches up at Ohio Northern in Ada.
Yeah, my wife is a professor at Ohio Northern University in the education department, and, you know, she loves it. It's something she's always wanted to do in higher ed, and then she gets to see former players of ours, Julian Geyer and Summer Hoying, on campus up there all the time. My son's a freshman here at Loramie. He's on the football team, and I gets to stand out there on Friday nights. He's loving that. And my daughter's in the sixth grade, Julianne, and just playing volleyball every chance she gets. So I actually have a lot of time to spend with them now, which is, you know, been in demand, just not able to do the past 18 years.
And teaching American history, world history at Fort Loramie High School, every bit as much a passion of yours as coaching volleyball.
Absolutely, absolutely. I love teaching history. I always have. You know, it's something that I enjoy a lot, and I enjoy seeing kind of the light bulb go on in kids' heads, and you know, kind of connecting the dots through world history and American history.
Has the word volleyball ever come up during a history class over the last 18 years?
Only if there's players in class asking me questions about what's going on. And yes, it does come up. And they want to see pictures of old players and things like that. And yeah, so it does come up from time to time. It does come up.
Former volleyball coach at Fort Loramie, John Rogers, 18 years coaching that sport, two state titles in 2014 and 2024. Halftime on scoresbroadcast.com at Lima Stadium, 28-6 LCC over Fort Loramie. Second half about 2 minutes or so away from starting. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Up here we go. Second half kickoff from Lima Stadium. Fort Loramie trailing 28-6 LCC, kicking from north to south. Redskins need a score, then a stop to put some pressure on this unbeaten Lima Central Catholic Club. Kickoff bouncing near sideline. It is outside the numbers, trickling toward the boundary, off the field of play by Rule. Fort Loramie starts first and 10 from its own 35-yard line,
yeah,
I believe so.
Yep, that's where they're going to set the chains at. But
well, Redskins are not out of this. can't afford to get down by more than three scores. That's where it is right now. Need a good offensive thrust that results in 8 points at the other end of the field. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, Tanner Heckman, that first half, two picks his last two drives, 11-19. Just some things they got to clean up there. Some plays were forced. So we'll see Laramie. You know, they got to go through the air here, especially this first drive. I believe we'll see a healthy dose of Ray Hoang to balance the offense, but you got to be able to score kind of quick here.
Here is a toss sweep to the right to Ray Hoang. Oh, it's a sluggish run. Good penetration by LCC, and the tackle is made 3-4 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Outstanding play. Dakota Gerdeman came up to make the hit. It was spelled out. And that sets up a second and every bit of 13 yards to go.
Yeah, and Gerdeman was one with the pick earlier. He's this little guy, Ray Hoang's built bigger than him, but he just held him there until he got support from a couple other LCC defenders. Great play there by the Thunderbirds.
Understand that St. Henry has pulled ahead of Anna 14-0 in the third quarter. Open receiver for Heckman. Yes, it's caught at the 39-yard line. Catch made, and the wideout for Fort Loramie is dumped at the 42-yard line. Who is that on the receiving end?
It was Luthman, Jaden Luthman.
Luthman, nice catch. Boy, he was dealt some contact, hung on. Forward progress, 42. Good gain, third and three. One of those second halves where I don't think Fort Loramie will punt the final two quarters of this contest. Inside handoff. It goes from Heckman to Hoang. And Hoang stretches out at the 44 to the 45. Give him the first down with a couple inches to spare.
Boy, nice tough run. 6 yards there for Ray Hoang. Just being able to stretch that thing out. And yeah, you're right. Laramie's gonna go for it. Say, had two plays in mind there.
So many thanks to longtime Fort Loramie sponsors with us now about 18 years. They've been on the air for nearly two decades. Geyer's, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning. Thank you, Fort Loramie sponsors. First and 10 Redskins, deep drop by Heckman, fires over the middle. Oh my goodness, it's picked off again. There was a traffic jam at the 42-yard line. Three red jerseys, one white jersey, and there was a ring around Tanner Eilerman. That play was spoiled by one of the DBs for Lima Central Catholic. Any one of the three could have called for it, and it's a run back after the catch across the 50. To the Redskins, 48.
Caden Falke with that pick there puts Lima Central Catholic in plus territory here and a chance to blow it open. I mean, they could have really done some damage right before half, but the problem was they ran out of time and missed the field goal here.
Falke, the standout defensive player for this team, phenomenal season. He has registered 17 solos, 24 total tackles. Dynamite defender. Uh-oh, Brady Parker going for broke on the first play, trying to surprise Fort Loramie, arching a long bomb down the numbers near sideline, a bit too lengthy for Quatman, and it's no good, second down 10 at the 48.
Right route, Quatman just wasn't able to track it at all. You can kind of see with his head turned around, he knew he wasn't going to catch it.
Reds and Cubs, interesting game. Understand here in the last 3 or 4 minutes, Spencer Steer and Ellie De La Cruz have tagged back-to-back home runs. Not sure where the score stands.
7-4.
Reds up a 3. 7-4. Here's a fake end sweep. Parker keeps, trudges up the middle, and he is yanked down at the 45. He garnered 3, second down and 7. Or I should say third down and 7. Line to gain the 38 of Fort Loramie. Ball marked for play at the 45. Redskins defensive play there made by Eli Grudich. Help from Sammy Gubo. LCC slowly getting this play call in. Third and 7 from the Redskins 45. Parker's got a back in front of him behind the right guard. Timeout called by Fort Loramie. 9:11 left in the third. It is 28-6. LCC leads Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
It is third down for Lima Central Catholic. 7 yards to go from the Redskins 45. Very deep drop by Parker. He slings it sidearm. Oh, what a throw to the 40. Caught. Run after catch, 35-30, 25-20. My goodness gracious, he looked like Mahomes, the Chiefs quarterback.
Yeah, he had pressure barreling down, took that throw on a little sidearm slot there, got it to Lawson Flores, who has had an underrated game, and takes it all the way down to the 7-yard line.
Lawson Flores has been magnificent for Lima Central Catholic. He's got speed to burn. What a play call that was. He was lined up in the slot tight on the right, drifted right flat. Parker hit him in stride. Fort Loramie couldn't defend it. Too much speed coming to the near sideline. And Flores, speed after he caught the football, went way down inside the 10, running play, jet sweep to the left for the Thunderbirds on first and goal, results in no gain.
Yeah, it's kind of a bobbled snap from the beginning, and Loramie did a nice job in running him out wide to the boundary and getting him out for a loss of a yard.
Give credit there to Caleb Bergman. Help from Anderson Playman. 8 minutes left, third quarter, timeout called. Second down and goal coming up from the 8 for Lima Central Catholic, which leads Fort Loramie 28-6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Oh, don't forget Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street, the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and the adult children. Ann Turner now on board as a stylist, along with Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Owner Deb Gubo has retired from stylist chores. Still a very exceptional group of stylists at Cutaway Styling Salon. More about it in a moment. Third and goal. Parker back to throw. It is 19. He pitches it away in the end zone. Incomplete. I said third and goal. That was a second down play. My boo-boo. This is third and goal. Officially coming up here. Lima Central Catholic quickly back to the line of scrimmage. Cutaway Styling Salon, open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style, and we will help you create that style at Cutaway. Third down, goal to go, 8-yard line. Parker fakes the inside handoff, keeps, roams wide side of the field, tries to get the edge. He's at the 7, 6, 5. I can't see around the corner of the window, Brandon. Tackle made at the 1.
Good move to the outside. Just couldn't stretch for the pylon. And I think LCC should probably go for this here. You're up 28-6. I don't know if they'll try the short field goal.
Uh-oh, offensive holding.
Oh.
Wipes out the run. Third down all over again. Probably back near the 20-yard line for LCC.
Yeah. Well, it's been a clean game tonight. We haven't seen really any flags. I think that might really, besides the kick out of bounds, be the first real flag of the night. I think we had it early on, but it's been clean played on both sides in terms of penalties.
I think the only one I've noticed is the beautiful red, white, and blue American flag.
Exactly.
Once again, Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. 40 years of styling. Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Ann Turner, your stylist. Owner, retiring from stylist duties, Deb Gubo. Here's a pass, middle of the field by Brady Parker. No good at the 12-yard line. He threw it up and over the head of the intended receiver. It was a middle short pattern. And third down upcoming here for LCC. I'm all screwed up on downs.
Yeah,
Brandon,
it's third.
That might have been third. Is this fourth coming up? Field goal try.
Yeah, this is fourth. Yep, my bad.
Thunderbirds will boot it for three. Revan Stolle, excellent kicker. Missed one right before the half from 33. This one is from 35 yards away. Left to right angle. No wind here at Lima Stadium tonight. This to make the difference, 25 points. The kick by Stolle. Oh, it looks mighty good.
It is.
Long enough, high enough. It split the uprights. Center cut. Excellent field goal by Brevin Stolle of Lima Central Catholic, which extends the lead to 31-6. With 7:53 left in the third here on scores.broadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Kickoff return by Fort Loramie is good for about 15 yards. That's it. Brought back to the 20. First and 10 for Fort Loramie, which now trails 31-6. Understand the Reds are in the lead 7-4 over the Chicago Cubs. New York Mets in front of Washington 8-6 in the eighth.
Well, we need some Washington magic here for our Red Legs, and hopefully the Reds can get on a run. Here with time dwindling down, 9 games after this, let's say about got to go 7-2 to give yourself a legit shot to get in.
Here is Fort Loramie's Heckman retreating inside his 10. It's a screen, right flat, caught, 16-yard line, great run after catch, 25-30, bursting to the 40, all the way to the 50-yard line. Well done on the play. Was that Christian Maxwell?
It was Ace Berger there.
Ace Berger lined up at tight end here for this game tonight. Like that play call featuring a different receiver, Ace Berger, and he made it pay off. Brilliant run after catch.
Yeah, a little tight end screen. Coach Spencerwell has talked in the pregame about how Ace was going to start at tight end. They go a little two more tight end sets than what they've gone in the past.
Huge gain of 30. Right on the nose from the 20 to the 50. Redskins run it. Hoying is drifting outside left guard over tackle, stays on his feet. He kicks those wheels to the 45, the 44 of LCC. Tackle made on the play by Javonte Davis, a linebacker. Second down and four for Fort Loramie, which trails halfway through the third quarter, 31-6 to the Thunderbirds. A rock-solid team. It's passed the ball well, yeah. Run it well. Its defense has been excellent, especially in the secondary. And I love the kicking game. Brevin Stolle enables LCC to score from 35 yards out on the gridiron.
Yeah, that's a huge assist, especially in small Division 7 football. And you see here why Lima's Central Catholic's the top team in Region 26. They've often, in years past, run into the MAC, have run into Bremen a couple times, run into Marion Local, the juggernaut that they are. So they've had good teams in the past here, and you can see the tradition here with the Lima Central Catholic Thunderbirds.
Productive running play for Fort Loramie to the 42 of the Thunderbirds. Third down, a couple to go for a first down. And scrambling in the offensive backfield is Heckman. Here comes pressure, knifing through, and it's a quarterback sack. Fourth and 10 from the 50.
They just sniffed that out. I think it was supposed to be a design run for Heckman, and just loses about 8 yards there. And a nice play by Lima Central Catholic. Instead of, you know, maybe if you don't get it, you probably go for it. But now Loramie forced to punt here. Or no, they're going to actually keep the offense on the field.
Defensive end Louis Knotts made a fine tackle. Good penetration right up the gut. Fourth down, 8 yards to go. Fort Loramie from the LCC 48. Here is Heckman faking. Didn't give the ball to Hoing. Instead threw it up the right sideline. Receiver for the Redskins comes back to the 35 and gets it at the 36. Well done. Who was the receiver across the way? Was that Tanner?
It was Luthman with a dozen yards there on the play.
Luthman is getting into the act with regularity here tonight. LCC is doubling, shading two men on Tanner Eilerman with each passing down.
Luthman's got four receptions for 50 yards here.
Nice night for him. It is first and 10, Fort Loramie, line of scrimmage, 36. Here's a pass near hash mark, and the receiver for the Redskins catches, hangs on at the 25. Defender for LCC is right on the back of Luthman, who catches again for number 5.
Yeah, five catches, 61 yards, so he's had a nice night. Stepping up with the coverage has been very tight on Tanner Eilerman.
That was a 10-yarder right on the button. First and 10, LCC 25, 4:48 to go third quarter, 31-6 in favor of the Thunderbirds. Redskins run over right guard, Ray Hoing, look at him go. He cracks to the 25, the 20, hammers to about the 17 as he chugged his way for 9, second down and 1. LCC Schneiders on the tackle. Clock is below 4.5 left in the third. 31-6 LCC, second down, a yard and a half to go for a first down for Fort Loramie. Two receivers split right, Luthman and Eilerman. Handoff Hoing, middle, behind Hollenbacher, puts his head down, lunges to the 14, first and 10. Offensive line, Redskins in the run game, has been pretty good tonight. Credit Jace Ruhenkamp, Alex Massey, Dylan Meyer, Sammy Gubo, Johnston Hollenbacher, the two tight ends, Ace Berger, Drew Bergman. Run game's been pretty solid. First and 10, 14, and we've got offsides against LCC, I believe.
Yep. At right defensive end, hopped in the neutral zone. It's the second time they've done that tonight.
Yep.
I don't think Loramie's had a penalty tonight on them. I think LCC's had about 3 or 4 of them.
So for the Redskins, it is first and 5. Line of scrimmage is inside the 10 at the 9. Hoing, wriggling. He's got a little crease. He bucks through to the 7. 5. He's at the goal line. He is over for the touchdown. Ray Hoing, disciplined run. Good hole opened up between the guards in the center, right in the middle of that offensive front. Nicely done by Massey, Meyer, and Gubo. Hoeing found the opening, and he spurted right through to make it 31-12. And on is Lucas Brandewey. He missed the PAT wide after the first touchdown, this to make it 31-13. And the kick by Brandewey is perfect. Really, a two-point conversion right there would not have done you much good.
No.
Would have cut it to 17, that magical number, 16, two eights. Redskins couldn't get there, so they don't chase points. They don't do that. They kick it, and it's 31-13 LCC, 3.5 to go, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Up after Fort Loramie cut the deficit to 31-13, Michael Quatman from the 12 returned the kickoff to the 39, and that's where LCC starts first and 10. Superb return of that kickoff. Quatman zigzagged from one side of the field to the other. He used about 45 yards of the width. He brought it back about to 28 yards, might have run 45 or so, but well done by Quatman of LCC.
Yeah, now I still think you're going to expect the Thunderbirds to be aggressive here. 3:24 to go in the third quarter, three-possession lead. I still keep the pedal down. They've been successful pushing the ball up the field tonight. I don't see a reason to get conservative as they've done really they've been running the ball through mostly motion, not a lot out of the backfield.
Here is a jet sweep to the right. It is around the corner. Flores, burning speed. He's to the outside, numbers near sideline. 50, 45, 40. Look at him go on the dead run. He is upended in the vicinity of the 34 is where the knee touchdown. No flags on the play. Boy, LCC and Quatman and Flores, a lot of fast backs and those two young men.
And it makes you forget about Jalen White, who had 2 60-plus yard touchdowns here in the early going. But Flores hobbling to the sideline a little bit, getting looked at by the trainer now.
Yeah, you're right. You throw in Jackson White to the mix, along with Flores and Quatman. Whew, man, that's plenty of acceleration on the outside for this LCC team. Here's a handoff on the play to the big running back. Outside right tackle, churning through a hole, is the ball carrier. It is Eddie White. He's got an avenue. He's on the numbers at the 15. Nobody's going to catch him. End zone. Touchdown for LCC. Eddie White is one of the backs. He's in there often with Carter Lester, two sophomores, both about 6 feet, 200 pounds. Pretty good wheels for them, and they're like human bowling balls,
yeah.
Tough to bring down. Touchdown, White for LCC. Stolle to tack on the point to make it 38 on the night for the Thunderbirds. Here is the snap from center. It's a good one. Kick is away. Looks ideal. Yes. Between the posts. Brevin Stolle, good place kicker for LCC, which leads at 38-13. 2:43 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Got a score. Middle second half, 21-7. St. Henry leads Anna 21-7, and Marion Locals pulled ahead of New Bremen in the second half.
Yeah, you know, battle of 4-0 teams there. New Bremen getting that upset last-second win over Versailles last week, and they come out and they get an 89-yard strike quickly to maybe surprise people everywhere. But Tim Goodman's Marion Local Flyers, just too good. They have responded with 33 straight points.
Kickoff return, Fort Loramie 22 to the 35, brought back by Christian Maxwell. Had an alley for maybe 10 more yards up the middle, slipped. Fort Loramie starts first and 10, 35-yard line. I tell you what, Brandon, I've seen a number of LCC teams since 2021 when Fort Loramie began that series with the T-Birds when the two schools were independent. They played late in the season. This might be the best all-around LCC team I've seen. Yeah, the previous clubs could put points on the board. They had a lot of flash. This team's, oh boy, it's three picks tonight. It's done as good a job as possible against Ray Hoying, who's a beast.
Yeah.
The offense for the Thunderbirds, which came in not praised, it was the defense which had gotten the accolades. LCC's offense, extremely diversified.
Yeah, just a lot of ways they get their guys the ball. They really didn't run it up the gut much. They've run a lot of jet sweeps, things like that. And then Eddie White gets the ball, runs through. We've seen it in the vertical passing game. We've seen it all over. We've seen Brady Parker on a QB power take it 38 yards. They've scored, and they've moved the ball in a lot of different ways.
38-13, LCC defending. Fort Loramie throwing in the double coverage, and it's a pass of about 35 yards or so, well across midfield, out of bounds, far sideline, incomplete. Second down and 10, Redskins. Clock stops, still 2:31 to go in the third quarter. Line of scrimmage, the 35 of Fort Loramie. I'd like to tell you all about Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in just a few minutes. Proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Receiver right. Hoying gets the nod. Ray cracks up the middle for four from the 35 to the 39. Third down and six upcoming.
This is LCC's largest output of the season in terms of offense. 36 points last week against Allen East. Only beat Cary 6-0, 28 points against Delphus, and then 22 points in that big win against crosstown rival Lima Shawnee in week one. So they've, you know, had some decent offense outputs outside of that Cary game, but in the last 2 weeks they've turned it up.
Yep, offense has been progressing for the Thunderbirds, that's for sure. It's Ray Hoying. He is met solidly at the line of scrimmage, tries to slide to the outside. LCC thinks it stole the football at the boundary right in front of the Redskins bench, and a defensive back or linebacker was en route to the end zone. Official would have none of it. Forward progress for Hoying. What, the 41, and that sets up a fourth down?
It's a fourth down. I don't think the defender was in bounds when he had the ball anyway. Stripped from Hoying.
Fourth and four, Redskins from their own 41. Heckman looks middle of the field. receiver Luthman. He's in a cavity in that zone defense, leaps up to catch at the 49. It's a first down.
Yeah, Luthman has been very reliable for Tanner Heckman, especially on a couple of these fourth down plays. They've called Luthman's number, and he has four receptions in the second half. He's having a nice game.
Another strength tonight from LCC, the game plan, the approach. It's virtually taken Tanner Heilerman right out of the contest.
Yeah, and that's a positive sign if you're Laramie. You've seen Jaden Luthman step up, and all these guys are freshmen. So that's a good sign if you're a Laramie fan.
Roll out, Heckman looking, arching. Oh, there's a defender for LCC, cutting in front of the receiver. Another pick. Oh, beautifully done by the secondary of Lima Central Catholic at the 32-yard line.
Number two, Michael Quatman there with that. They were going for Tanner Eilerman, and it was a nice play by Quatman. Quatman playing that safety position, just read it, and Eilerman was just sitting there ready, and all of a sudden he got basically boxed out for that ball. He didn't see Quatman coming behind him. That's the fourth pick Heckman's thrown tonight. He only came in throwing three this year, so it's been a tough night for the young freshman who you see the talent here, but man, this LCC team, it might be the best team that they've seen possibly yet, even with Anna and Minster being as good as they are. They're right up there with them. LCC going to be a factor in Division 7 this year.
Oh, no question. And I'm not going to fault the sophomore Tanner Heckman completely here tonight. It's been a combination of some ill-timed late telegraph throws as Lima Central Catholic's Brady Parker runs it on first down and 10 from his own 34. He gets to the outside. It's a foot race near sideline. 50. He's to the 40, the 30. Look at him go. Finally nipped from behind inside the 5, but there is a marker down.
Oh, boy. Let's see if this is coming back. It's thrown at about the 29.
Heckman, just a sophomore, yes, has some throws arriving late. They give LCC all the credit in the world. They've had defensive backs kind of laying in the bushes.
Yeah.
And jumping in front of receivers at the last split second or two all evening long. And Tanner, who's been in passing downs and has been forced to throw,
yeah,
has telegraphed a few. Give LCC's D all the credit in the world.
Yeah. And I apologize. I said a few times that Heckman is a freshman. He's a sophomore.
Where was the penalty marked off from? Was the flag picked up?
I think it might have been because they didn't move the ball off the 3-yard line.
And the ball is set for play inside the 5 after a great run of nearly 60 yards by Brady Parker. And LCC cracks off right tackle. Offensive lineman pushes the ball carrier, who bumps his way down to the 1. Last 20 seconds, third quarter. It is 38-13 LCC. That might very well be the last play of this period. 25-point lead for the Thunderbirds. Scoreboard clock under 10. LCC doesn't need to run another play. Play clock's at 19. And that will end the third period here at Lima Stadium. Fort Laramie trailing 38-13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you. Or should I say a career? A rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Up the fourth quarter is upcoming. Fort Loramie is down 38-13. LCC is within a yard of the end zone as we start the fourth. As I mentioned a moment ago, a proud sponsor is Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane providing propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies in the region. Schaefer Oil providing the same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. And it's a one-yard touchdown plunge for Lima Central Catholic.
Flores there, I believe, was the one that got it.
Number one, Lawson Flores. Burrows in behind his big 260 and 280-pound offensive lineman and plows into the end zone to make it 44-13. This LCC offensive line is faced by Dom McKee, 6'6", 280. Brady Malcolm, 5'11", 260. Andrew Baldoff, 6'3", 230. Louis Knott, 6'3", 205. And Brady Garlock, 6'1", 220. Extra point is good by Brevin Stolle, 45-13 in favor of LCC over Fort Loramie. And as we were saying, Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Both Schaefer Propane, Schaefer Oil in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow. This LCC offense like a runaway freight train tonight, Brandon.
Boy, they've looked good. And like I said, it's so many different players, whether it's Flores or whether it's White. I mean, Jackson White had the first two scores of the game. I didn't know how Loramie was going to stop him. They took him out of the game. But then they go Flores, gets a ton of carries. Quatman, Brady Parker, and then, you know, Eddie White with a big touchdown run as well. They've at least got to have, you know, about six or seven 30-yard carries or so, or 30-yard plus plays. Just a lot of big plays, and it's been tough for Loramie to stop, and the four interceptions, the four turnovers haven't helped out the Redskins either. But LCC, very good football team.
Well, I may be ahead of myself. Bluffton is D6, LCC D7. How about a state semifinal, Marion Local, LCC, Division 7?
It's a story we've seen a couple times before. Lima Central Catholic has also run into New Bremen a handful of times, too, a pair of times when New Bremen won both of their state titles in 2020 and 2022. So that's usually what happens if Lima Central Catholic can make their way through the playoffs. I think that's a pretty likely thing, you know. Or St. Henry's really good, too. So don't throw St. Henry out the mix. They had Marion on the ropes. They're very good. Layman's got a good team this year. You know, so there's just teams in it. Marion's still obviously the favorite. I think everyone's going to pick. You pick a team like Marion until they lose. You ride that hot streak until they lose. But
by the way, it's going to be a quick fourth quarter. Running clock is in effect. 45-13. In favor of Lima Central Catholic, as after the touchdown and the kickoff return, before the teams got to the line of scrimmage, the clock was well underway, and it's running down to 9:40 left in the fourth. Redskins running for 3 yards outside left tackle. I'd like to remind you, when ordering from Schaefer Propane, you can order online. You can order online for Schaefer Propane, and you can do online bill pay for Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane both. SchaeferOil.com, that's the website you go to, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, SchaeferOil.com. Again, you can order online for Schaefer Propane, and you can pay your bill online for Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane both. SchaeferOil.com. And don't forget, you can purchase gallons for the coming winter at a lower price. Lock it in for the winter. Letters went out over the summer. You can purchase gallons for the coming winter at a lower price. Lock in what you need for the winter. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Understand the Reds were up 7-4 in the ninth. That was the last score I got. Anna trailing St. Henry 21-7. That was in the fourth. Versailles winning big over Parkway tonight.
Yeah.
We have a player shaken up for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage is at the Redskins 32. And before the third down play starts, we've got trainers on the field. Redskin player receiving attention, sitting up at the moment. We'll take a break. It is 45-13 in favor of Lima Central Catholic over Fort Loramie. 8.5 to go in the fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Well, big Jace Ruinkamp appears to be fine for Fort Loramie up and at him. Play was stopped. He was shaken up momentarily there at the 35-yard line. Walked off the field under his own power. Redskins generate a play on third down. That was a third down play that was just implemented. A short pass to the left. It gained a couple 3 yards to the 37. Fort Loramie faces a fourth and five and down 45-13 with 7:30 left and a continuous clock in play. The Redskins will punt the football. Ray Hoying back at his own 22 or 23, and a timeout has been called. I'd like to remind you that next week here on scoresbroadcast.com, we will be covering for you the St. Henry and Minster game. Minster, by the way, being thumped by Coldwater tonight. A very lopsided game. Minster Coldwater tonight. We've got St. Henry at Minster next week. Following week, more than likely, it will be Versailles at Anna. And then it's going to be week-by-week basis from then on out.
I think, you know, Minster tonight is just kind of a victim of Coldwater getting kind of, I mean, not a big upset, but Anna beating him, I think, raised some eyebrows. And I think Coach Otten and his staff just do such a good job of prepping week by week that they were caught a little off guard against Anna that you're not going to see Chip Otten's team be caught off guard 2 weeks in a row. And Minster's kind of been the unfortunate victim of that.
Redskins punt the football, and it's one heck of a boot. Woo, in the air to the 30. And it takes a 20-yard roll to the 10-yard line.
Beautiful.
Inside it to the 9. LCC backed up inside its own 10. Continuous clock in play. 7:04 to go here in the fourth. Or at least I thought there was a continuous clock.
I think it stops between change of possession.
Yep, when the When one team leaves the field and the other team comes on, offense, defense switches. The clock does get stopped. 7:04 left to go here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, once the official signals to the scoreboard operator, then they can go on it. It stops for a timeout, injuries, and change of possession, touchdowns. Those things will still keep the clock stopped.
LCC to the line of scrimmage. And at this point in time, you would expect it to be run, run, run. Brady Parker can do a good job of that. He's had some fine runs, one real long one here in this half. He showed his speed. LCC does have kids who can accelerate.
He got a backup in now.
New quarterback in for Parker. A nice gesture by head coach Colin Stolle, new QB on the field. We'll check that number for you. Clock running, 6.5 to go here in the fourth. Numbers for the new quarterback, that's Nolan Howell, freshman, 5'9". He's got big shoes to fill in those of Brady Parker, the junior, who played an outstanding game tonight for the Thunderbirds. Running play of 1, second down and 9. 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter, 45-13, LCC. Uh-oh, loose ball, mixed up. Freshman quarterback coughed it up at the 3. Fort Laramie recovers at the goal line. Touchdown! Redskins get a gift inside the 5. LCC misfired on the handoff. Freshman quarterback tried to deal it off to his tailback, lost it. And Fort Laramie, not quitting, came up with the loose ball, jumped on it, and high-stepped into the end zone.
And that stops the running clock. So that's a huge victory for Coach Wells. You're trying to find something positive late in the game. I didn't see who got
it. I apologize. I missed the numerals on the back of the young man who got the 6 points for Fort Laramie.
Yeah, I didn't see him either. I was just kind of trying to process what happened. It was a bad snap, a freshman quarterback in.
It happened so quickly. Here is the extra point try by Fort Laramie, and I'm not sure if that was Luke Brandewee or not who kicked it. It's a good kick, perfect, and maybe I'm just not seeing well tonight here at Lima Stadium, but I thought the numerals on the back of the kicker were 7-something.
Yeah.
I don't think it was Brandewee. Maybe I'm in error. The kick was good.
Yeah.
And Fort Laramie's point total is 20. LCC 45, Fort Laramie 20. And as you noted, Brandon, the deficit is down to 25. Continuous clock is no more.
Yeah, and that's like I said, a moral win for Coach Spencer Wells, you know. But, I mean, you're going to see LCC still run the ball to try to burn clock here.
So many thanks here on Scores Broadcast to A&M Pallet in Rushi, Rangeline Road. Started its unique brand way back in 1986, one customer. 4 decades later, 200 businesses served by A&M Pallet in Rushi all across the Buckeye State, some 60, less than 75 miles away from Rushi. A&M Pallet, very pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on shift number 1, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet in Arushi. A&M, affordably manufactured in Arushi. A&M Pallet, fine sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Along with O'Reilly Machine Tool in Rushi, which we'll highlight momentarily. Thanks to Denny Monin in Rushi, who has just alerted us that the Reds beat the Cubs 7-4. And I think Cincinnati is now in front, 6-5 of the Cubs in the season series of 11 games.
That's great. And we'll be scoreboard watching the Mets the rest of the night. They're up 8-6 on the Nationals, last I checked, and that still stands true in the seventh inning.
Well, LCC in the red unis, the bright red uniforms. Columbia blue is draped across the sleeves, or I should say the shoulder pads. First down, 10 yards to go, 26 for LCC, which is ahead 45-20. Final 5.5 of this game, running play right up the gut. 1 yard advance, second down and 9. Reserves in all over the field for LCC. Howell is the backup QB on the field. We thought we noticed Howell's number, 24. Is that correct?
Correct.
Backup running back is in for LCC. That's Carter Lester. He has shared duties with Eddie White. Snap back to Howell. Running play, right tackle. Good penetration, Fort Loramie, which throws it for a loss inside the 25. Third and long coming up with 4:50 to go in the game. LCC leads Fort Loramie 45-20. Game got off to a bad start for the Redskins. A long bomb by LCC, Brandon, on play number two.
Yeah, that slant right away was just kind of indicative of what this LCC offense has kind of been tonight. Like I said, you look at LCC's scoring output until last week in week four against Allen East, had not had north of 30 points. Now they've topped their season high 2 weeks running. So this offense finding steam mid-season for Coach Stolle.
Yep. Well, 2 years ago, right here, LCC beat Fort Loramie. Similar score at 45-21. Tonight, 45-20 with 4 minutes left as the LCC quarterback is thrown for a sizable loss way back to the 15. Yeah, 45-21 right here 2 years ago. So that's 2 years of the last three. LCC's put a licking on Fort Loramie. Last year's game, extremely tight, very competitive. Fort Loramie stopped inside the five-yard line as time expired, lost at 28-21. So three victories in succession for LCC over Fort Loramie of the Redskins and won two nail-biters.
Yeah, and tonight, again, LCC's run away with it, but Loramie gets some fight at the end. They get that fumble recovery in the end zone. Howell's kind of struggled to get the snap from the center. A little freshman Hurst coming in and getting some play here late in the game.
Fourth down punt. Fair catch Fort Loramie at the LCC 49. 3:20 to go. 45-20 Thunderbirds over the Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today. Or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Up changes for the Redskins in the offensive backfield. Play goes for 7 on 1st and 10 from the 49 of LCC with 2:50 left. Fort Loramie trailing with 25, Brandon.
Bringing in Andrew Berkey at quarterback. Xander Grillo, who got a couple runs there early on, is getting some more carries here as Loramie just looking to work some guys in here.
Good running play. Redskins inside the 35, down to the 33. Good gallop over left tackle. And I'm trying to pick up the number of that ball carrier. Oh, I like the second, third effort.
Yeah.
Redskins have it, 32 of LCC. Final 2 minutes of the game, 45-20, Thunderbirds lead. Here's a handoff outside left tackle. That might be Grillo. Look at him go. Far sideline. Bucks into a linebacker. Stays on his feet. Charges down to about the 22-yard line. And it's a first down for the Redskins, who are trying to put another cosmetic score on the board and make this a 45-27 game at the finish. Redskins, to their credit, still hammering away. As you mentioned, Brandon, new quarterback in there. Run, right end, 20, 15, 10. Ball carrier pushed forward, but tacklers down to about the 5.
Yeah, not a good play there by LCC. They got to knock him out of bounds right there. They let him get about an extra 4 yards there, the ball carrier.
Christian Maxwell, good surge down the near sideline. A minute 55 to go. Redskins have it, goal to go at the 4. A chance to ring up the final 2 touchdowns on the night in this game. They might go to Fort Loramie should the visiting team punch one in here. Quarterback is giving it on the play to Maxwell. No dice. He is stuffed at the line of scrimmage. It'll be second and goal from inside the 5 with a minute 46 to go. Andrew Burkey, freshman, 5'10". He's in at QB for Fort Loramie. 90 seconds to go in the 4th quarter. 2 receivers to the left. Burkey, handoff. LCC is equal to the task. The defensive line stones that play at the 4. Goal to go, Fort Loramie. 3rd down upcoming.
Yeah, just trying to run it up the gut here. Running Maxwell a few times here.
And give LCC a lot of credit. Not giving in, not bowing down, saying, hey, we might have our second and third teamers on the field defensively against your second and third teamers, but we're going to play you right down to the final second.
And you want to prove something to your coach. This isn't garbage time for these guys. These guys are trying to prove a point.
Nice rollout. Burkey hits the dragging tight end. Yes, it's a touchdown. Burkey found a receiver inside the 5. That was beautifully done.
It was.
Trying to pick up the numerals on the back of the young man who caught the football.
Number 87, Drew Bergman.
Well done by Fort Loramie's Drew Bergman. He teamed up with Berger to pair up as tight ends in this game. Nicely done. Bergman a drag route to the left. Burkey hit him between the numbers. LCC didn't account for Bergman.
No.
Touchdown, Fort Loramie, 45-26. Here is the PAT try. That is Brandewee. I think it was Brandewee the time before. I just can't decipher number 11 very well on the back of the jersey. How I got a 7 out of one of those ones, I'm not sure. Brandewee's kick is good. 46 ticks to go. 45-27. Scoreboard says 26.
Yep.
Still hasn't recorded the last point. I think the kick was good.
It was.
45-27. LCC. Under a minute to go. Fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GeyersInc.com.
Apparently, I was mistaken. The extra point try by Brandon Wee was no good just outside the left upright. Scoreboard still shows 26. Redskins kick off. LCC takes it to a knee. Under 20 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Clock running down. 45-26 is our score, and we're under five to go. That will do it here at Lima Stadium as the Thunderbirds reel off win number three in a row over Fort Loramie, making five straight for Lima Central Catholic this year. Thunderbirds are rolling number one in the Northwest Region D7. Redskins yet to win. A better team, though, than 0-5. That
yeah.
is for sure.
Sure.
Fort Loramie is on the road playing at Spencerville next week. Lima Central Catholic plays 1 week from tomorrow right here against Bluffton.
Right.
And that's a big game atop the standings in the Northwest Conference, Brandon.
That'll be a big game here next Saturday and really going to determine the fate of this team. And where they're going to go for in terms of a conference title, but won't be shocked if we're talking about this team in November playing in the state semifinals.
Well, explosive plays. Head coach Spencer Wells talked about it in the pregame. He said, hey, we got to limit those by the opposition. We need a few ourselves. And second play of the game, a long bomb.
Yeah.
Touchdown LCC, which did a great job defensively on Tanner Heilerman, who couldn't get himself free. Brandon, you've got the numbers.
Yeah, I got 138 receiving yards for Loramie, 158 for them through the air. Don't have everything quite for LCC tacked up, but they had 177 receiving yards at the half and 107 rush yards. Just going through the scoring here.
Tanner Eilerman receptions?
Yeah, Tanner Eilerman, his receptions tonight, he had 5 in the first half, but he only got 20 yards out of them. In the second half, he was virtually contained. He only had one reception for 3 yards. So
well,
he was stifled tonight, but Jada Luthman did step up. I mean, that was a bright spot for the Redskins. He had a nice night.
But the defense by LCC on Eilerman, certainly one of the storylines for this game tonight. We'll return with more detailed stats, a look at our stars of this game in just a couple of minutes. Final tally, 45-26 LCC over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at High Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at High Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Hello, once again, welcome back here to Lima Stadium. Jack Kramer with Brandon Coverman, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee. Game is over. LCC defeats the Redskins 45-26. Fort Loramie's now given up 43, 55, 45 the last 3 weeks against three vaunted offenses. Don't get me wrong. LCC explosive, playing its best offensive game of the year tonight against Fort Loramie. Scoring on a bomb, second play of the game, and it was an uphill struggle for Fort Loramie. Thereafter, Brandon alongside. A little more details on stats.
Yeah, 235 rush yards for LCC in total, 218 through the air, and that's unofficially 453 yards for LCC on the ground. Going here scoring-wise and looking at this game, it started off with a Jackson White bomb, 65 yards in the first quarter. BAT was good. Ray Hoing had a one-yard run, made it 7-6, so no good PAT. Jackson White came back with a 60-yard strike at 2:43 with the touchdown PAT good. And in the second quarter, he had Brady Parker with 9:10. He had a 9:10 left in the third quarter, he had a 38-yard run. And then 1:49, Flores had a 12-yard run to make it 28-6 going into the locker room. Then there was a field goal. The LCC had a 35-yard field goal good in the third quarter. Then Ray Hoing come back with a 5-yard run. And then all of a sudden, we saw LCC just come fight back. And they had a 38-yard run by White with 2:43 to go. And then Mike Flores, with a 1-yard TD run, put it briefly in running clock territory with 11:50 to go. But then Loramie responded. They got, with 5:57 to go, they got a fumble recovery in the end zone. Didn't see who that was. The PAT was good, made it 45-20. Then with 46 seconds left, Drew Bergman caught a 3-yard pass from Andrew Berkey. PAT was no good and put us at our final score of 45-26. So a lot of offense here tonight, Jack.
Yeah, this Lawson Flores for Lima Central Catholic was spectacular. He was super.
Yeah.
And Luthman for Fort Loramie, also great.
Yeah, they're both Mike Clancy's player of the games, Jack. Flores, I thought it was going to be Jackson White the way he started off, and we didn't really call his name the rest of the night. And then LCC had so many other weapons out there that just helped them out and were able to score. But Flores, I thought, was the best one out there. And Jaden Luthman with Tanner Eilerman, he had 8 receptions, but only about 43 yards. So LCC did a fantastic job containing him. But Jaden Luthman made 2 key grabs on fourth downs, kind of when the game was out of hand already, but at least kept Loramie in the ball game. And it's a good bright spot for Coach Spencer. Well, he's got a pair of stars at receivers, at freshmen, so a lot to look forward to for the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Jace Ruhenkamp, shaken up briefly for Fort Loramie, got up on his feet, went off the field of play under his own power. Very good sign there. As Brandon mentioned, Luthman, Fort Loramie, and Flores LCC are stars of the game. This segment brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio, parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. It's O'Reilly Machine Tool. It's in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly, always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi. For experienced machinists, other entry-level spots, contact us online. O'ReillyMTS.com, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com, O'Reilly Machine Tool. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Again, a reminder, next week here on Scores Broadcast, we will cover for you the game between St. Henry and Minster at Minster. The following week, Anna entertains Versailles. Versailles a winner tonight easily over Parkway. Anna was beaten by St. Henry 21-7. Marion Local put it to New Bremen. Understand the Reds won by a final score of 7-4. Coldwater clobbered Minster.
It was 27-0 at my last check.
A big win for Coldwater, bouncing back after losing last week to Anna. Don't forget Fox Supply, another fine sponsor on Scores Broadcast. We are located in Minster. We contract with organizations and market many supplies in large volumes. We are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools' academics and our schools' athletics, which have been highlighted by Scores Broadcast for 20 years. Fox Supply here in Minster for 50 years strong, one of many organizations helping to make the region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. Last score we had, 8-6. Mets led the Washington Nationals in the eighth inning.
9-6 now.
Oh.
In the bottom of the eighth. So
let's see. There you go.
I bring in Edwin Diaz to close out the ninth, the Mets.
So unless things change, Reds will still remain two behind the Mets in an effort to catch New York for the last wild card berth. If you tie the Mets, you beat them in the season series, you break the tie, and you get that last wild card spot.
I said it on Wednesday, Reds got to go 8-2 in their last 10, and they've got off to a good start beating a very good Cubs team twice, but they do have to close the season going on the road playing at Milwaukee, which has been the clear thorn in their side for the past handful of years. So it'll be interesting to see what they do in that game as well.
And Pittsburgh during the week, don't know if the Pirates are scheduled to throw their ace this week against Cincinnati or not.
That's one where you're not feeling good if it's Paul Skeens on the mound, or you kind of get a knot in your stomach if you're a Reds fan.
But the Reds did beat the Cubs. Cincinnati 7, Chicago 4. Reds now lead the season series 6-5. Here tonight at Lima Stadium, Fort Loramie on the short end. 45-26, Lima Central Catholic downs the Redskins. next week. Once again, St. Henry at Minster. Thanks to our online listeners who joined us tonight all across the western part of the state. I got a couple texts from Arizona. Folks in Shelby County vacationing in Arizona, where I think it's 115 degrees. They were tuned in tonight, joining us here on Scores Broadcast, our online listeners. Thank you so much. Brandon Coverman alongside Stats in Color. Chuck McBee returns next week. Final score once again, Lima Central Catholic 45, Fort Loramie 26 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is Scores Broadcast.com.